game. No, who would you do call? No calls about rating women. No calls asking, when are we coming to your town? And no joke. That's 1-877-365-3636.
And see, hey, back live in studio simply because they made all the friends they could last night at the fabulous ratings party. It's Don Geronimo and Michael O'Mara.
Thank you. Thank you, Robin. Hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast, nationwide, via Westwood One. Don't even ask.
Yes, 55.
55? 55 soon.
55 what?
Stations.
Stations, that's it.
Soon to be.
56.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, and that's why we call it Don and Mike Show. Coming to you from our flagship station, WJFK FM, in Washington, D.C. The network is Westwood One. They affiliate the show to stations throughout America. We have 5 million Arbitron rated listeners. We thank you for your patronage.
Yes.
Of course, no thanks to Big Al, your radio pal, Jeremy the Gerbil, Big Daddy Mel, or Donald Monkey Boy Ephraim. And here he is, to my left and to your right, a man who now has a story about being hypnotized that I'll have him share with you in a moment. My friend, Guy J. I wasn't really hypnotized, Burbank.
Same story you told me the other day?
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Yes.
Hi, Buzz.
Yeah. Hi.
Right. We will get to that in a moment. Hello, everybody. It's Thursday, February 10th, Thursday. And our phone number is 1-877-365-3636. Sorry, we were not here yesterday. We had some business that we had to take care of, but it was good business.
Show business.
And we have a big thing happening on this show.
Wow.
Hey.
The biggest thing ever. February 28th.
Remember that date.
That's when we'll drop the bomb.
Okay. Cod Pickett Bob.
February 28th.
Okay, right. That day, very important.
That's all I can say. Big day in the history of this show. That's when we weren't here yesterday, but we're here today. Thank you for listening yesterday. More importantly, thank you for listening today.
Yes.
Today's show is jam-packed. I do want to tell you about a ratings party that was held last night, which I attended. My wife in a new leather pants attended.
Yes.
Buzz attended. Buzz's wife attended. Lots of people from the station attended. Lots of people acted in a highly silly fashion.
Very good.
Have a report on that for you coming up. We'll be giving away a trip to Iceland today.
Mm-hmm.
Today, be talking about that. And also, we've got to start filling the hot tub for Dennis Murphy's hot tub party on Monday, which brings me right to today's first guest.
Yes.
Out of the chute, before any of the stuff that I wanted to bring to you, as I normally do at this point of the show, very important for any girl thinking about joining us on Monday for a chance to win the $5,000 hot tub, making out with Dennis Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us now is the dentist who last night saw Dennis Murphy's hideous mouth.
Give this man a round of applause.
Wow. Let's say hello to Dr. Binstock.
Dr. Binstock, you are in fact the dentist who took a look at Dennis's choppers last night?
Yes, we did. We gave him a full comprehensive workup.
Now, I want to tell you, before you give us the results, that I talked to a number of people in medical fields, including a dental hygienist, including a nurse, and they all said that there are serious health risks involved if someone doesn't go to the dentist for 8 years.
Absolutely. But our friend Dennis was not bad for an 8-year coward.
Really? Not bad? So you would say that some people that have waited that long would be in much worse shape than Dennis?
Absolutely. First of all, it was an honor and pleasure to treat him.
Oh, please. With his hot breath blowing in your face.
He was a gentleman at all times.
Wonderful. And I guess the most important thing would be, what do you plan to do with him?
Well, he's going to be on a 6-month cleaning program. And as of this point, I can say that he is a clean bill of health. He's cavity-free.
Cavity-free?
Amazing.
How can that be?
Cavity-free after 8 years.
How can that possibly be?
That's wrong.
And he is clean and ready to roll.
Are you an accredited dentist?
I am accredited with a lot of things, and dentistry is one of them.
Wow. You mean he's... Wait a minute. Not one cavity?
Not one cavity, and...
What do you attribute to that? Just good stock, good teeth?
He has that. Genetics plays a part, and...
Oh, come on, what do you mean genetics? His teeth look like dog's teeth. He has those sharp teeth that look like Dracula's teeth?
There is a theory that the plaque and calculus kept the cavity bugs away.
Oh. Okay, now, did you do a good thorough cleaning yesterday?
I really laid it to him. I told him, hang on, because... we're going to lay the wood to you because it's been 8 years, and he was a gentleman at all times.
How long was Dennis in your chair? Dennis and dentist, the two. How long was he in your chair, and how long did the process take of doing his initial cleaning?
It was about an hour's appointment. Did a cancer screening, intraoral exam. And we had another colleague of mine, Dr. Warfield, checking the x-rays.
When you originally looked in Dennis's open mouth... And I realize that there's that doctor-patient confidentiality. But please tell us, when you originally looked at his mouth, was it the most hideous mess you'd ever seen?
Well, one thing came to mind. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
I knew it was bad.
I will say no more.
Now, you sound very young. Are you a young dentist?
I'm 36 years old.
36 years young. Did you take the hooks to him?
Yeah, did you just have to scrape his teeth?
We scraped his teeth. We used an ultrasonic Cavitron, sandblasted him. We polished him. We got all the way back to his wisdom teeth, so they're polished up.
Are his teeth still that off-brown color, or are they almost... What's the color of the walls in here, Mike? Is not
tan?
Yeah, are they tan now?
They're a mauve color.
Mauve color.
He could use a little bleaching, and I think eventually we'll do a little bonding and veneering of his upper teeth.
Oh, fantastic!
Nice Hollywood smile.
Oh, that's great,
Doctor. Is he missing any teeth?
He is missing some teeth. He had some orthodontics. Amazingly enough.
Hold on, let's play a game to see how many teeth Dennis has. Yeah, the normal person has 32. I'm going to guess that Dennis Murphy has 27 teeth.
I'm going to guess that Dennis has 7 teeth.
Robbie?
I'll guess 23.
Do you weigh in on this one?
Hey, Buzz, what do you say?
Rob Ace says 23. I'll say 28.
How many teeth does Dennis have?
Whoever was last, and it sounded like Buzz was right on 28.
28.
28.
Oh, that's not bad.
28 teeth. Now, were those naturally occurring? I mean, like, did he have his wisdom teeth out, or are these?
He has his wisdom teeth in.
He had a little surgery, right? I mean, a little stuff to correct his bite and stuff like that.
Yeah, they did something in there.
Doc, what about the smell when he originally opened his mouth?
It was It was not that. I can honestly say he's a...
What a nice doctor this is.
This kind of dentist,
nice. You know, you got to understand, he's his dentist. He's got to say something.
Yeah, I know, but he could tell us the truth. Were there any hygienists in there with you?
There was my assistant Karen at first, and she did the x-rays, and we x-rayed his upper and lower jaws.
And then did she have to be relieved from her post?
And she passed out. I had a colleague. And then when I passed out, my wife Rebecca stepped in. So it was a little tacky.
I would imagine the dentist felt pretty damn good after that appointment. I would imagine that after 8 years, he probably felt pretty good that he didn't have any cavities and pretty good that you'd actually finally taken the hooks and cleaned his teeth.
Yeah, by the end of the appointment, he was hitting on the receptionist, hitting on the other doctor.
There you go.
Sure. That's our dentist. All right, well, listen, doctor.
He didn't even ask about Dennis's gums.
Oh, they got to be a mess, right? Yeah. His gums?
Yes, his gums are, they could use some work, especially the lowers. He's got bunched up lower teeth, so a lot of plaque and calculus built up.
So you got rid of all that?
Got rid of it all.
How much floss did you go through yesterday?
We, one strand per customer.
One long strand. One gigantic, mile-long piece of floss.
My goodness. Well, I'm so glad he got his teeth cleaned. I'm so happy about that.
Now, tell me something. One last thing about Dennis. When he first came in, did you, like, take a picture of his teeth and you'll show it to other people when they come in as an inspiration? If you don't come to the dentist, this is what it could look like?
No, we don't want to scare anybody.
Okay.
Gotcha. Thank you, doctor.
He was scared enough of the dentist. We want him to say the after pictures.
I bet he was scared. I bet he was sweating.
No, he was actually a pretty cool customer.
Really?
And I said to him, it's been 8 years. I'm going to really go deep under these gums.
Let me make sure. Are you sure that this was first, you said that he had nothing wrong with his teeth. You said his breath didn't smell.
There was nothing wrong. I said he's cavity-free now, and those teeth are crystal clear now.
And you said he wasn't sweating at all. Sounds to me like it wasn't our Dennis Murphy.
No. Really? It sounds
there was a lot of spray from my machinery, so we couldn't tell if it was sweat or just spray.
All right, gotcha.
Spray, but he took like the full-size garden hose to his mouth.
All right, well, thank you, doctor.
There was one interesting thing. Part of the exam is a cancer screening, and part of that is I ask the patient to lift their tongue, and I say, stick your tongue out, and I'm going to pull it gently to the side. I found myself kind of choking when I said, lift your tongue. I was like, lift your chin, because there's really not much of a tongue there.
Right, half a tongue.
Half a tongue. He's always said that.
That's right. All right, well, thank you. Doctor, thank you. You've performed a great service. I know that girls calling the show now will be able to kiss Dennis... green iguana or whatever.
They can stick their tongues as far back as the wisdom teeth because they're clean as well.
That's good to hear. Thank you, Doc.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I hope Dennis, uses that as a springboard to brush and...
He won't.
Foolish me.
He won't. He'd probably be 2008 the next time he goes to the dentist.
You're probably right.
Well, look at that. Since we had the dentist on the air already, there's a girl who wants to be...
That's good.
...the either fourth or fifth girl in line to kiss Dennis Murphy next Monday with a chance to win the hot tub. Is this Lisa?
Yes.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you calling from?
Alexandria.
Lisa, baby. Hey, good news. Dennis's teeth are okay.
All right.
So you won't catch anything.
Good.
You excited about that, Lisa?
Oh, sure.
So you know the rules of the contest, right?
Well, I have on a bikini. I know that.
You put on a bikini. You come down to the station on Monday, Valentine's Day. You get in the hot tub.
Okay.
Do you know how you win your spa?
By kissing him the longest.
Yes, you have. You've got it. You get in the hot tub with Dennis and Jenna and Shiloh, who are adult stars.
Okay.
They'll be there as eye candy.
Oh, I see.
And what you do is you sit right next to Dennis in the hot tub and you kiss him.
Okay.
And it has to be a full mouth kiss.
All right.
And you can't take your lips off his lips.
Don't have to worry about tongue or anything like that, but you have to keep the seal. As soon as the seal is broken and the judges determine the seal is broken, you're going to hear that noise and you're going to be out of the competition.
It has to be like a movie kiss.
Right.
A TV kiss where it looks like they're swapping spit.
The traditional lip lock.
Yes, but the lips must be intertwined. And if you do it the longest, you leave with the $5,600 hot tub that you're going to be sitting in.
Fabulous.
When I saw the hot tub today, it's a true beauty.
Wonderful.
It's a wonderful hot tub. Lisa, who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Gina Davis. I get that about twice a week.
Are you a tall drink of water?
Actually, I'm only 5'6", but the face is what...
Ah, the face. Okay.
Gina Davis has got some DSLs on her.
Yes, she does.
She really does. Major League DSLs.
And huge teeth also.
Well, yeah. That's me.
And good.
Nice, big, beautiful, pearly white.
Will you be wearing a one-piece, a two-piece?
A two-piece.
A two-piece.
Oh. Excellent. A bikini.
How nice. Well, Lisa, hold on, please.
Okay.
I think your girl number four.
All right.
I think we had four girls originally 2 days ago, but as it turns out, one of them is still in high school. And we had to turn her down, even though she was 18 and she's already had a child, babies having babies.
Yes.
We had to turn her down. Generally, we don't like high school girls playing our game.
I think that's a good move.
So, Lisa, you will be, yeah, that's right, you'll be the fourth girl. That's a very good spot in this competition. Thank you, Lisa.
All right,
hold on a second. We'll see you Monday.
Okay.
Well, now there's nothing to hold the ladies back to participate in this contest with Dennis and his brand new mouth.
Now, girls, phone number 1-877-365-3636. Erica is answering the phones right now. If you would like to call, now's a great time because you get an upfront spot.
Right.
Because the odds are that one of the first 10 to 15 girls in the contest.
I think after we get over 10, you're going to be running out of time.
We'll probably wrap it up. The hot tub, the spa, the luxury entertainment spa, valued at $5,600, courtesy of Leisure Tubs.
Yes.
Manassas, Virginia, 361-5260.
Fabulous.
Great piece of hardware, so girls call now. The sooner you call, the better your chance. And this is the man with the pearly whites you will be kissing on Monday.
I'm so proud of you, Dennis.
Oh, God, hello, Mike.
Well, you finally did it, you
son
of a gun.
I'm going to give Dennis a round of applause.
Way to go,
Dennis.
Hey, I did it.
I'm glad you do it.
I don't have no cavities.
Yeah, surprisingly, you don't have no cavities. We are surprised also.
I'm really surprised you made it. I didn't think you'd do it, and I'm very happy you did.
Mike, you know I would do it. Hey, I'm a trooper.
You are a trooper, Dennis. I'm going to give you your props today. I like you today.
Were you scared?
Because when he was cleaning my teeth, he had to go way down, and I was feeling it. I was feeling the...
That's good. That means he's getting all the bad stuff out of there.
Yeah, I was feeling everything. And
Dennis,
it tingled.
When you looked in the mirror afterwards, could you tell that there had been a difference in your teeth?
A little bit of difference, but the doctor's right. My teeth need some more whitening, but they're okay.
But you got to feel like the sweaters are all off and stuff like that after 8 years.
Yeah. Everything's fine now. All I need to do is, I can't wait till Monday.
Is it true that a waste management truck was backing up to the dentist's office when they were halfway through your cleaning?
Yeah. It's cool. I love it.
Yes, the dentist will be knitting sweaters, man, out of all of the hair that came off Dennis's teeth.
Oh.
Well, listen, 8 years is a long time to go in between dentist visits.
Somebody's in the basement making wetsuits out of it.
I was lying.
You were lying about what?
Yeah.
About what?
The last time Dennis was July 90.
So it's actually been 10 years almost? Almost 10 years.
That's 10 amazing. Years, Dennis. That's amazing.
And no cavities. And with your diet, no cavities. That's amazing.
God, I was a crack. I thought they would have to at least do 5 cavities, but...
And he said he's going to put maybe some bonding on, some veneers on there to give you a winning smile?
After next visit, he'll see if I need them or not.
Dennis, we had a behind-the-scenes bet, and the favorite was that you were going to have all your teeth yanked out and he would just give you dentures. I'm amazed.
And that didn't happen, huh?
Amazed.
No, my teeth are in good shape.
Astounding.
All right, Dennis. Well, we'll...
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, yes, pal.
Are you using your blonde toothbrush?
What?
You said you have a toothbrush. Blonde shouldn't have a toothbrush. Are you still using that, Mike?
Do you want you want my used one?
Oh,
Dennis, that's gross. You don't want to use somebody else's toothbrush.
I'm about to get a new one.
I'll get a new one, too.
Okay, it's really worth it. It's a great toothbrush. Don, you use it, too, right?
Yes, the motorized toothbrush.
It's a little circular one, and it works great.
Yeah,
right?
Buy that, Dennis.
Mine's starting to slow down, though.
Okay, no, I'll do that. Hey, Don, thank you for Mike, thank you.
Yeah, you're more than welcome, my good friend.
Oh, my good friend.
I'm very happy you went to the dentist.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Dennis.
Hey, we should go out one night and have a beer.
That's a great idea.
Don't push it, Dennis.
Okay.
Don't push it.
I guess I'll see you on Monday.
See you Monday.
Thank you, Don.
All right, bye, best buddy.
Bud?
Yes, Dennis.
Great show the other day.
Oh, thank you.
You sound like me, too.
Oh, God, glad you enjoyed it.
Bye.
Bye.
My teeth are clean.
Yay.
Bye, Dennis.
There he goes.
Bye, Jesus Christ. Goodbye.
It takes me longer to get off the phone when we're nice to him.
Now, here is Clarissa. Hey, Clarissa.
Hey.
Hey, baby. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my cell phone. I'm in Alexandria right now.
Explain it all.
You want to be girl five?
Definitely.
Girl five. Girl five. Girl. Clarissa.
Yes.
How old are you, honey?
I'm 22.
22. Mm. Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble, Clarissa?
I get Lauryn Hill and Tyra Banks.
Oh, maybe.
Fantastic.
Brown Sugar, how come you dance so good?
Will you be wearing a two-piece?
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, I love the hot interracial love.
Fantastic.
The mixing of the races.
That's right. You looking forward to that lip lock with Dennis Murphy?
Oh, definitely.
All right, you'll be the fifth in line. That's a very good position because you'll be able to see how far the other girls went, and you'll know if you need just a little bit more or a lot more to beat them.
Right.
It's funny when you say how far the other girls went.
You know, how long they lasted.
How far did you go with Dennis?
Clarissa, hold on. We'll see you Monday.
All right, thanks, guys.
You're very welcome. Hold the line. Well, Clarissa is now the fifth girl with a chance to win the hot tub on Monday.
Yeah, the line's getting a little longer in front of that hot tub.
And we've still got plenty more room. I think we should get at least five more girls. If we had 10 girls, we'll say each girl goes an average of 5 minutes, although I can't even imagine a girl being able to go more than 2 minutes kissing Dennis.
Probably be as tough as getting under Dennis's gum line. Getting through that iron curtain.
So we still have room for you girls. Call the lovely Erica. She's waiting to take your call right now.
Fantastic.
At 1-877-365-3636. So listen, let me tell you about the ratings party last night.
How was it?
It was for a ratings party around here.
Yes.
Not bad.
Not bad.
As
that's,
you know,
a ringing endorsement for one of our ratings parties.
As you know, we got our ratings earlier this week, and this show is rated
number one.
I don't know. I'm not going to go on a long rant about this, but I just have to mention one thing.
Mm-hmm.
That when the guy in the Washington Post wrote about the ratings in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
To be totally expected. It was nothing I didn't expect.
A lot of people came up to me last night at the party and said, hey, the guy from the Post wrote that your ratings were good.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, technically, he wrote that the ratings are good.
But it's crap.
But he didn't write
the truth.
How good the ratings really are.
He did not.
He did not write the fact that we are the most listened to radio program in our time slot among all listeners 12 and over.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't mention the fact that our morning show here at this station, which is the number one rated morning show in town,
right,
has a lower rating than we do.
Right.
If you were to read the Washington Post, it said WJFK soared to its highest ratings ever,
mm-hmm,
fueled by,
right,
morning man Howard Stern, who was number one.
Right.
Well, that's true. Howard's show was number one in the ratings.
Yes, it was.
However, our show was also number one in the ratings with a higher rating than he had.
Yeah, and that was, and he also put that we were number one
In male demographics.
Well, that is true, but wait, sometimes omission is just like distorting the truth.
Worse.
When you omit certain facts, like we were number one overall, which is huge for this show, because it has happened. We've been number one in men for you know, how
10
long?
Years.
10 years.
Right. Yeah, that's nothing new for us.
The new phenomenon is that for the second time, you know, this year, we were number one overall. We won what they call the beauty contest. That's a huge thing.
That's a big deal in the radio business.
Right. And he blew it off. He did. And that's that. Don't be confused for a second. That was no accident.
No, that was premeditated.
That he wrote it that way. That son of a bitch. I'm sorry.
If you were to read his column, you would think, oh, look at that. WJFK had a great ratings book.
Mm-hmm.
Stern was number one. Oh, look. And Don and Mike did well.
Yeah, by the way.
Yeah, right. Yeah, P.S.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so that was, that was to be expected, however.
Yeah, for anybody that might not know the real deal and what he was really saying, well, he was doing the same thing he's always done, which is really just low-pedaling, low-keying, low, you know, downsizing what we had accomplished. And even though you put monster ratings in there in men, that's fine, because that is the truth.
But we always get monster ratings in men.
Yeah, and what you don't do by leaving that out is you diminish the accomplishment that we had. And it's, you know, it's the reason, as Don said the other day, it's the reason you get on here and trumpet what we do, because nobody else is going to tell you the real,
you know, it's
the real
a big
deal.
If you read the newspaper and you read, hey, Howard Stern is number one among all morning radio shows, you'd go, wow, that's a pretty big accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, we did the same thing on our time slot with a bigger rating.
Right.
Again, all I'd like is the same treatment,
mm-hmm,
that other guys get.
That's all you need.
But we don't seem to get it.
But, anyway.
Yeah, never mind. F the Post.
Right.
F Frank Ahearns.
Right.
So we had this party last night to celebrate these great ratings. We missed you at the party last night, Mike.
Yeah. Sorry I couldn't make it.
I did have a couple of brief moments that I'd like to tell you about.
Mm-hmm.
I spent most of my time with very strange bedfellows.
Yeah, you were mentioning to me in the office the people you were hobnobbing with, not your usual guests at the party.
No, I spent roughly the first hour of the party With the G-Man.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and I've never been in a social situation where it's just been G and I.
Uh-huh.
And got along famously.
He's a good guy.
I mean, had a good time with G. Gordon Liddy. Right. He hit on my wife.
Yes.
When she came in, he said, I think what she said was that he said, are you one of the new sales ladies here?
he said,
no, I'm Frieda. And he said, oh, my God. Yeah. He just looked her up and down like she was a piece of meat.
There you go.
And when I got done talking to G,
mm-hmm.
I went over by the bar because I smelled a cigar.
Right.
And sitting at the bar was another guy who in previous years we've had our problems with.
Right.
Sales guy, Jeff Hedges.
Yeah, yeah. You hung out with him for a while.
And I sat down and spent the better part of the next hour with Jeff Hedges.
Two people I wouldn't see you at the party with normally.
Yes. I had a great time with both of them.
Excellent. That's good.
And when I got done socializing with Jeff, I went and I sat down at this table where it was Ken Stevens and Alan Leinwand and me.
Right.
And we were discussing the big news that's mm-hmm. going to be happening on this show on February 28th. Uh-huh. It'll be a big day for us.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Buzz's wife came over
yes.
and sat down in my lap and laid one on me.
She plants yes. them on and all of us. It's one of the nice things about having Marcia at a party.
Now, Buzz, there was no tongue,
okay.
but there was no doubt that it was an open-mouthed kiss.
See, that's a little lip part thing.
There's no doubt about that. And I had at that point, a cocktail.
Right.
And was half waiting to see what was going to happen during this elongated kiss with Buzz's wife.
I think I know the type. It's not overtly aggressive in the way,
mm-hmm.
but I equate it with, you haven't paid for parking and the gate's up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Most people at this party, you see them and you give them the phony kiss on the cheek.
Right, yeah, maybe not even lips making no contact whatsoever.
Then there's the occasional person who actually mm-hmm. do kiss on the lips, but it's just a very brief,
right?
Well, she sat
the way you and I greet each other at the party.
She sat down on my lap and said, I haven't seen you for a long time.
Right.
mouth open.
No tongue, though.
No tongue, no. And I wasn't going to be the first.
But I'm saying if you were the first, there would be an open lane there. You know, I mean, I've always wondered
See,
about
what
that.
I didn't know is if you
were to do it like this, like if you were to approach that kiss and go, hi, and just keep your tongue right here and go, there'd be an opening
well,
there.
I don't know where her tongue was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how far out her tongue was because mine was all the way in the back of my throat.
Right, right.
That I made sure.
Well,
of.
You know, but there's not a lot of room for error there. I think both of you probably had your tongues firmly like between your teeth.
Well, it was a big old kiss, and it was right in front of Frieda,
uh-huh.
who frankly could give a rat's ass. all Frieda was excited about was her new leather pants.
Mm. Frieda actually grabbed my chest last night and gave it a little squeeze, and you know I
yeah,
had to.
See, you know what, Buzz?
Yes.
I said this to Frieda on the way home
uh-huh.
when I mentioned the kiss,
yes.
and she said, "Well, I had a moment with Buzz." I
yes.
said, "Do you think those wacky briefcase, you know, that they want to like go to some Jamaican aisle with us and
there
swap?"
Hey. I withdrew in much the same way you did, and although.
Oh, so you're saying my wife was the aggressor?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's not the way I heard it, but I will go with your
she
version.
She loves Buzz. Your wife has always loved Buzz. Well, I'll be eager to hear her version of the story, and I'll be eager to hear Marcia's version of your story. You know what I get when I see your wife?
What?
I'll say ear to ear. I'll lean in for the hug, and I'll be, hi, Frieda. Ear. I hit the ear on one side. You know, with Buzz, she squeezes his breasts. And she loves Buzz. She's always loved Buzz.
Well, I didn't hear it quite that way.
Oh, really? Well.
I didn't hear it that way.
I can't wait.
But we will we'll see. I'm sure she'll call in it at some point today. I also wanted to announce to everybody who works here that that we have a wonderful sideshow that you want to check out today. You know Shondell Barden,
uh-huh.
who works in the sales staff?
Right.
Who's worked with us for like 10 years?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I did not know until last night that she has her belly button pierced.
Really?
She does.
Wow.
She does, and I saw it.
Wow. How'd it look?
It looked nice.
They always look good.
It looked nice.
They always look good.
I was sitting down, and she was standing up. She said, you want to see?
Was not for sure.
Right at eye level.
I said, okay. Well, how would you feel if your wife got a...
Oh, I would have to kill her.
Really?
There's
why?
No doubt I'd have to kill her.
Why?
Because I don't want my wife having that done to her.
And why would that be? Because why?
Shut up.
I have to ask. My wife and I were actually having a discussion at lunch about that today.
No, I wouldn't care if she wanted to do that.
One of our other people that we hang out with, we had a big party over the winter, and we were sitting there, and one of the wives had this done, and it was the biggest thing, you know, it was the biggest thing of the night. It's like, look at this, and all the guys gathered around, they looked at that, and you know, and the husband was standing back there, and he kind of had this grin on his face that he was like, yeah, you know, and it was interesting. It was so interesting that I don't know, I certainly wouldn't say, hey, forget about it, I wouldn't, you know, it's not my decision anyway, but I don't know how I'd feel about it.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Frida does whatever she wants to do,
but
regardless of what I think.
We would have no control over that. Remember, that's the party where I made the incredibly sexist statement. I walked up to
her. Yeah, when you said would let her.
Right. It was so stupid what I said. I said, I'd let her do that, and immediately, you know, like two hawks, you know, on a piece of wire above my head. Oh, you'd let her, would you, eh?
Also very important to note that Shondell's husband, Russ, was nowhere to be found last night. I have to think if he was around, she probably wouldn't have shown her belly button ring or whatever it is.
Would she show us on the air?
I don't know. Rob, would you go ask Shondell?
I'd like to see it if possible.
She would come in and show her belly button piercing?
That would be wonderful.
I go, no reason why she shouldn't or wouldn't.
Well, if she was showing it at the party, I'd certainly... Well, of course, if she was showing at the party,
it was
maybe
a private showing, Mike.
It was just for you.
She wasn't standing up on the bar showing everybody.
Was it a diamond or was it just a hoop?
I couldn't tell you.
I know.
I couldn't tell you.
You turned your head quickly.
I couldn't tell you.
No, he was staring like at the whole tummy.
It was, I think, a hoop.
A hoop.
A hoopty. A hoopty. A hoopty mobile. Hoopty. Nah, you know what? She probably won't. She's very shy.
Well, that'd be sad.
But I mean, aren't we all waiting right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, we are. You notice we're not talking about anything else right now.
For some reason, I'm getting the impression that you're... I mean, I know you would have no control over it, but how would it make you feel if that... I mean, really...
I'm not a big fan of piercings.
All right, here comes Shondell.
Here is Shondell, right?
Hi, Shondell.
With her arms folded.
How are you?
As a matter of fact, she was trying to talk Frida into getting it last night.
I already made an appointment.
Oh, he shut up. You did not. Well, would you show Mike?
Sure.
All right. Let me see.
It's really not a big deal.
Well, but I think most guys that I have surveyed, including my... I like that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And what compelled you? You just felt like doing it?
And buzz?
I was telling Don last night, I think I'm going through a midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was compelled to do it.
Cool.
That's a good crisis, Shondell.
I think it's a good move. I'm all for it. Yeah.
I like it. And
Buzz, look at Buzz over there.
Come on, Buzz.
Buzz wants to see.
Yes, show Buzz.
Yes, if I may.
If I may.
Yes.
Get a camera, Buzz. A picture will last longer.
That's very nice.
I should say that is not something that all women can do and pull off.
That's
Shondell
right.
can pull it off for obvious reasons. She's in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just... you know, I wouldn't want to see it on anybody.
Right.
You know, it's just not...
I can think of a few people who work here who it wouldn't look great on. A few people who were at the party last night, as a matter of fact. I don't want to get into specifics.
No need for that.
You know, one great thing about this place is when people get together and they start hooching it up,
yes.
They turn on each other immediately.
Absolutely.
And, you know, God knows what they said about us when we left, but while we were there,
yeah,
that's all they did. That's all they did was just cut on each other, all the salespeople, constantly.
The salespeople here more than any other group we work with, they tend to get cannibalistic.
It's their nature.
They just feed on each other.
Oh, look at him. Oh, look at you. Who are you?
There was one. Oh, I don't know where Frida is. There was one in particular.
Right.
I'll go public with this one. I don't care. Because I don't think it's a big surprise.
Right.
It's man and man. It's not like one of these girls talking bad about the other girls.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Jeff Hedges just hates David Hayne.
Really?
Just hates him.
Was talking about him and stuff like that?
No, it was nothing. I mean, he didn't come out and say, I hate him.
You just got the impression.
Well, here's what it was. Jeff and I were sitting at the bar smoking these wonderful cigars, having a man's cocktail together.
Right.
And he looked up and he said, look at that hang line. Just look at him.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, see, what you don't understand is if you'd gone to eight other people at the party, they all would have said, look at that
same
hang
answer.
Line.
Yeah.
Just look at him.
Yeah, you were talking about David Hayne, too, just being his usual, hey, how are you?
Jesus, he's a pest. He truly is a pest. And there was, you know, on behalf of Jeff, I'll say there was nothing else said.
Right.
Besides, hey, look at him.
Right. But it was said in that way, just look at him.
And I looked at him and I went, yeah.
You know, you had to agree.
We can shake our heads. Yeah.
Agree.
Blow big smoke. Yeah. Look at him. All right, well, the sweetie's not there. Hope she's not out getting a Shondell right now.
Yeah.
I'd like to advance notice on that if that's happening.
If he came home and it was just there?
Okay, I'm not on my cell phone right now. Please leave a message if it's important. And this goes especially for you, Bart. Thank you. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To choose a short message to be displayed on the cellular phone of the person you are calling...
Hey, Buzz, why don't you leave the message?
How?
Okay.
You want to?
All right, yeah.
Hello, Mr. Source, this is Mrs. Piercing Pacoda. We are set for your belly piercing or your navel piercing schedule on Tuesday of next week at 1 o'clock. Thank you.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
Let's figure out if she would know this is your voice.
Message review.
Hello, Mrs. Source, this is Piercing Pacoda. We are set for your belly piercing or your navel piercing schedule on Tuesday of next week at 1 o'clock. Thank you.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1.
Yeah.
To send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
No, say with urgent.
To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent.
No, thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Let you know what happens.
Come on and get your belly pierced. Come on.
I will let you know what happens. But we missed you, Mike.
Yeah, I wish I was there.
Missed you at the big party last night. Robbie, what time did you got there?
Late,
right?
Late. Yeah, because I ran the best of yesterday. I got there at about 7:30, and I think I stayed until about 9. When I left, it was a fun core group. It was myself, Jim McClure, Erica, and Wendell.
Those are the only people left?
That's all you need. That's the ingredients for a party right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the four corners.
Add water and stir.
That is the four corners of a great party. Rob, Jim McClure, Wendell, and Erica.
Was Wendell clutching his chest at all during the party?
Wendell left for a while to get cigarettes, but then he came back.
He left to get cigarettes.
Oh, he's supposed to be quitting. Tim McWilliams was telling us all about Wendell.
We heard that during the paintball game on Saturday that Wendell felt like he was having a heart attack.
Oh,
and he's quit smoking.
Yeah, then he quit cigarettes because he was having ticker problems.
And that's the second time he quit.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
He must be good at quitting. He does it all the time.
So do I.
Right, let me call engineer Wendell Hall.
32-year-old Wendell Hall.
We were shocked.
Yeah.
We were shocked to find out that Wendell was 32. I swear to God, if you would have asked me, I would have said at least 40.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What can you do?
So did you quit or not, Wendell? Did you quit the smokes?
Sort of, yeah.
Did you really feel like you were going to have a heart attack when we were playing paintball?
Not a heart attack, but I was seriously winded. Just with my hands on my knees and just kind of panting like a dog in heat.
Weren't clutching your chest with your lips turning blue at all?
No, not at all. I didn't notice any numbness in my arms or pain radiating down my...
yeah, you're thinking about it. So that is an erroneous...
Even those things top of mind just in case.
Yeah. So that is an erroneous report that you were indeed suffering a heart attack on Saturday.
That's right. No heart attack, just real winded. And decided that if I was going to run around in the woods like I was 11, I should really quit the cigarettes.
Best way to find out if somebody's quit. Wendell, have you had any cigarettes today?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Wendell.
He's crying.
Thank you.
Hang in there, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Thanks for fixing my headphones.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, if he goes on the patch or something like that, he'll, like, chew a hole through the wall.
Or through the patch.
He's rolling wired. Up and smoking.
He's wired enough as it is, you know.
How you doing, Wendell?
Shut up!
He's good when he gets loose, though.
Yes.
When Wendell has one or two or 20 drinks.
Absolutely.
And he's a real fun guy.
Knocks on your door at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Toe tapping touch tones right there. It's time for a Caller 100. A shot to win up to $10,000 with the secret celebrity laugh number 3.
Very good.
And we're gonna throw an extra clue at you today to make it just a little easier. Good luck. Be the 100th person to call the lovely Erica right now.
I can't feel my toes.
She's standing by. Phone number 1-877-365-3636.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Hello, friends. William Shatner here, lounging on the sun deck of a swanky hotel in sunny Miami.
Oh, Captain Kirk. If you listen to this show in Greenville, South Carolina, the station's got a signal, goes all the way to Atlanta. Your local station is 98.1. WPEK FM, Greenville, South Carolina.
Billy, do you like the radio? Billy, do you listen to the Don and Mike Show?
All right, let's go right to a Caller 100.
We'll give you a new clue.
Yeah, I heard you.
Clue Meister's working on that one during the break there. It was driving me nuts.
Working, shocker. Working on the identity of secret celebrities.
Bye. Mike.
Number three. Hello, who's this?
Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Where are you calling from?
Toccoa, Georgia.
Beautiful. See, you must be listening on the station from Greenville, right?
I am, yes.
Well, that station has a killer signal.
It does indeed.
I got that station when we were on the outskirts of Atlanta, when we were down there for the Super Bowl.
Wow.
98.1 WPEK. You are the 100th caller, and you have won the Runaway Bride prize pack from Blockbuster Video. You win Runaway Bride. Everybody else can rent that or Tarzan, an ideal husband or Bowfinger at Blockbuster Runaway Bride.
Tarzan.
Are you ready to go for $1,000?
Oh, yes.
Well, $1,000 is nothing to be depressed about.
No, not at all.
Were you expecting more?
Well, yeah, but that's okay.
Well, I got to be careful because we're giving out clues now.
It's going to be easier for you to win because Don's going to give you a clue.
Oh, okay.
Now, did you hear the first clue that she's a major motion picture actress?
Yes, I did.
All right, here's the second clue.
Okay.
She has been nominated for 3 Academy Awards.
Okay.
Now, with that information, you'll play for $1,000. We'll play you the sound of this secret celebrity laughing. Please do not answer until Mike sings like...
Scary Man.
Are you ready?
Yes.
We wish you...
Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
There she is. Nominated 3 times. It'll be a later clue if she won any of those or not. But as of right now, that's your clue. She's a major actress and she's been nominated 3 times.
Yeah.
Not too scary.
Yes!
Yes! For $1,000 American dollars, who is that actress?
Is it Janine Garofalo?
Oh, honey.
Oh, yeah. Weird stuff.
Janine Garofalo and her 3 Oscar nominations.
Once again, nominated for biggest ass. Best use of corduroy pants in a major motion picture. No, not a chance. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Don't forget, every guess is a clue for you. I do have a question about something related to this contest, and I'll tell you how I work back to this.
Okay.
This morning when I got up, I tried to log on to AOL and had a problem getting on AOL.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on the Microsoft network and had no problem getting on the internet there.
Right.
Then I thought, well, maybe this is a problem with our computer at home because sometimes it's slow at home and you don't know if like a million people are trying to get on all at once.
Right.
Those pesky hackers. Well, this is the question. When I just went back here to use the station's computer to do a search on this celebrity to find out some information about her, I couldn't get on AOL here either.
Right.
I had to use the Microsoft network here. And the question is has AOL been hacked today, or is AOL just slow? And that leads to the next question that I read in the newspaper, all those sites that were hacked. Yahoo,
eBay,
CNN.com, Buy.com,
E-Trade, Amazon.com.
Amazon.com, right. Who's doing this? And I got to know.
Could be anyone.
15-year-olds. Well,
but here's the thing. I know this. The type of person that would do that is the type of person that's listening to this show right now.
Yes.
And I wouldn't doubt that one of those hackers, that they don't think it's one guy.
Right.
They think it's a group of people who are working in unison throughout the country. Well, let's say, at exactly 3 o'clock today, everybody bombard Amazon.com and put this command in and we'll shut it down.
Right.
I'd like those people to come forward now.
And with the FBI.
And identify themselves here on our radio show.
We'll have about 20 agents in our lobby if that happens.
I won't turn you in. I promise.
That has nothing to do with you turning them in. That has everything to do with if somebody called this radio show and just on a whim were to say that, that would be absolutely all they'd need to just come down here and just check it out. Because
check it out. I'll tell you, use *67 when you call us.
There you go.
So that way we can't trace your phone call. It's very simple. Hold on. Maybe this is a hacker right now. Hello?
John, please.
John who?
John Pop.
Just a minute.
Thank you.
Hold on, please. Can I have good calling?
It's Nick Hammer from Westwood One.
Nick Hammer from Westwood One. Could you hold
any
on,
any relation
please?
To Mike Hammer?
No, none whatsoever. I wish it was.
Hold on, please. Why would some dick from Westwood One be calling on the hotline in the middle of the show?
Doesn't he know that we're doing our show now?
Oh, Mike said Hammer?
Yes.
Well, Nick said Hammer.
Yeah.
Oh, someone said Hammer.
That's right. And then I said, any relation to Mike Hammer?
Okay, well, here you go. I'll be John. Let me pick this up.
Okay, very good.
And I may have to delete out part of this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Yeah.
He's talking to him now.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
Nick, I've always wanted to tell you this. I mean it. And
you might not have heard the last portion of the program.
Really, you should just eat my ass.
Oh, God.
I had to delete out the first part I said.
Takes care of Nick. Man, that lights are going off all over the place.
Yeah, well,
right
all
now.
Of the inside lines are ringing.
They're all
now.
Ringing right now.
You know, I would have left part of that on the air, except for the new directive for management. That
right.
There's one word that we can't say.
That is true. That is true. But and of course, you had to delete out the part where you really told him what you thought.
Drop the F-bomb on him.
And now he'll be he'll certainly get the message. Thing is, you never said you weren't John, so now he'll think that John was saying that to him.
Why did you do that to me? Why are you hurting me? Why are you hanging me? Well, the guy should not be calling, for goodness sakes. He should not be calling on the hotline in the middle of the broadcast day.
Rest assured, he never will again.
It's not John Pop's private number. So listen.
Now, I offer
total anonymity.
What do you want from these people?
First, I want to know how they're doing it. I want to know how many are involved. Mm-hmm. And I want to know the next site that they're going to hit.
Is there any reason why the lights just dimmed in here?
I don't know.
Do you want them to explain how they're doing it?
Yes. And I know they're out there. I know that those little punks...
Right.
Listen to this show every day, probably with their pants off.
Hey, yeah, hey, how are you?
Because I'm positive it's got to be someone like between 15 and 25.
Let me throw this out at you. If somebody calls in and they explain how they're doing it, and it goes out over the air to our 5 million listeners, won't at that point anyone who's in our listening audience that is somewhat computer literate, they be able to do it?
Like you can go on the internet. You can go on the internet and find out how to make a bomb.
Right.
There was that, as a matter of fact, we just turned down an interview this week with a guy in Portland. You know, we're on in Portland on K-Guy, K-G-U-Y in Portland, Oregon. There's a guy who's bought time on a local cable access channel, and he's running a video on how to commit suicide.
Yes. Oh, my God.
If you're faced with some dreaded disease and you think you're going to die and you want to put yourself out of misery.
So kind of like a Kevorkian type
thing. It's inspired and from that book, The Final Exit.
It's a best-selling book.
Takes that and those instructions and puts them to video.
The last part of this guy's videotape says, if all else fails, and we have the videotape up in the office, we should watch it. We watched it the other day. You take a plastic bag and you put it over your head. And they show an old guy doing this.
If none of the mechanics work out all right, you just use the old Ziploc.
And that guy wanted to come on the show. And we said, frankly,
you
don't know. Think it's interesting at all.
It is interesting.
But I don't know if that's exactly what we wanted. But my point is, if you could learn how to make a bomb on the internet, and if this guy can get on television and say all this other stuff, I would just like to know how many people it takes to be able to hack Amazon.com.
Right.
You know. What kind of commands do you have to put? Who's the guy in charge of all this crap?
I actually did a little reading about this, and I'm not a technical guy, so I don't know an awful lot about it.
Really, you're not?
No, I know. Hard to believe.
You play one on TV.
But it's true. What they do is they get, what's called a LAN, a local area network, a network of computers. They hack their way into that by throwing a dictionary at it, which basically means they figure out your password by inserting every possible word there could be. And then they get into that network, and then they use all the computers on that network to basically call in to a website like Amazon.com all at once, and like everybody trying to call one phone number all at once, it jams up the lines.
That's why I'm glad I have a made-up password.
Yeah.
I have a 100% made-up password. It's a gibberish word.
That's good. And in your password, you should use symbols like pound signs and percentage signs and that kind of thing, because that way when the hackers throw a dictionary at your password entry blank, they likely won't get in because they won't be using pound signs and percentage signs to try to get in.
All right, hold on. We have one of the conspirators on the phone now. His name is Robbie. I don't know if that's really his name. Robbie?
Yes, sir.
Robbie, how did you do it?
I didn't do it. I just wanted to tell you that I know a reason that AOL might be so slow right now is I work for an electronics firm, and I sell computers.
Yeah.
And right now we offer a rebate if you sign up with CompuServe, and they're owned by AOL.
Yeah.
So in the process of transferring 3-4 million people onto their server, it slowed the site down to section of 26.
Yeah,
that might
be true. Yeah, maybe. But AOL also, I can't open up a magazine now without getting a disc coming out that says 53 hours on AOL.
Right,
so you got to think people are always signing on.
Phone companies are involved in that, too.
To AOL.
There have been no reports of trouble today like there have been the last few days.
Well, I know that those pricks listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
That network of hackers, at least one of them, at least one link in the chain, is a regular listener to this show and might be one of our regular callers.
I just have a hunch on that.
But. Might be one of the singing guys, or might be the Joe Mama guy.
You know, it's amazing, but it's causing wreaking havoc with the stock market, too, because all these huge e-commerce sites where that have run the stock market up in the last few months, they're all now, people, investors are saying, my God, if it's this easy, maybe this isn't the place you want to put our money.
But at the same time, investors were throwing their money into stocks yesterday of companies that provide computer security.
Right.
So one hand washes the other.
If a listener of the Don and Mike Show could break into Amazon.com, what is the world coming
to? That is true. I really would have very little faith in the world as we know it. I would bet. Yeah.
I would bet dreidel dollars that the guy, although it'll probably never be proved.
Sure.
One of the henchmen in this is a listener
and
in this show. Maybe not in the D.C. area, but one of the other cities.
And that has proved to me that the end of civilization is very near.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hi, this is Steve, Wichita.
Yes, hi, Steve.
I'd like to respond to this other guy here that says he... Did he say he had something to do with AOL?
No.
He worked at an electronics company.
He said they're making an offer for CompuServe, and that's probably slowing down AOL.
Okay, I'm curious to know if there's going to be any kind of recourse that we're going to be able to take against America Online for their 5.0 startup disk
All of a sudden, this show just turned into tech radio.
Wow. I'm sorry. I don't want to talk to guys who talk like dicks about 5.0 and Windows 2000. I just want to talk to the guys with the backwards baseball caps breaking into Amazon.com.
I saw a report one time. They have an actual convention for these guys, these hackers. And they are, what they look like is the goths. They really do. A lot of them, sitting there with everything pierced except
there's some overlap.
Pretty incredible.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was wondering what the hell a dreidel dollar is, man.
A dreidel dollar is simply something that we use now to bet with. When we originally celebrated Hanukkah this year on the show,
right?
Yeah. Mike, the Jewish guy who brings us down potato pancakes and stuff every year,
brings a dreidel every year, which is a top. It's a game that you play during Hanukkah.
And he actually brought instructions this year, and we found out that if you correctly play with a dreidel, you win prizes in junk.
And, of course, we immediately turned it into an evil gambling game.
We started betting money on which side of the dreidel would come up. So now whenever we make a bet, it's in dreidel dollars.
Dreidel dollars.
All right, hon.
Okay? Thank you, my friend.
Now he knows.
He didn't say all right, hon, did he?
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is just the beginning of the end.
Turn down your radio, please.
I always agree with these callers.
No, I'm serious. It's the beginning.
Right.
There's only been five hits, right? Or five or six companies?
That have been hacked, yes.
Yeah. This is just the beginning. Think of how many more are left.
Well, I'd like one of the henchmen to call us up. I'd like one of the henchmen.
GDPartyGames.com.
I actually would like one of the henchmen to come down here, turn himself in, and have him publicly executed.
Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, I am going to hack your website.
Oh, hello, Jorge.
Hello, Jorge.
My program is burrowing into your immune section.
With a worm, I expect.
A worm in your hardware.
Okay.
Thank you, Jorge.
Can I boot you up?
See what I mean? He might be one of the guys who really is like the kingpin of this whole thing.
Yes, I am controlling the economy. Me,
Don. That's scary.
Goodbye, Jorge. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Don, Mike, Gats.
Hi.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
I got some information for you. I know last October there was a hacker convention up in Canada above upstate New York. I can't remember the city it was in.
Yeah.
Up by Niagara Falls, I think.
Right.
And then I also know that it seems that most of the hackers that I hear about in the news seem to come from Europe and Sweden and places like that.
Yeah, I've heard that also, that a lot of them come from overseas.
Yeah.
Well, but there's got to be some American hackers.
Oh, there are.
I mean, America's number one. Yeah. USA.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Of course, over there in Sweden, somebody's hacking because they're so jealous that we are such a prosperous country.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I know what's going on with your computer. You go to www.joemama.com.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment.
Yes, please. But turn your radio down. Turn it down.
All right. What do you want?
Turn your radio down.
Oh, what's your comment?
Well, it just seems to me that there's an incredible waste of talent with these computer hackers if they put half of their energy to use some useful job other than hacking into computers, because these guys are obviously talented.
You know what? I've totally stopped thinking about that problem now, and I'm just thinking about how goddamn annoying your voice is, lady. I mean that. That sing-songy...
All right, well, there we are.
It's such a waste of time with these hackers.
Well, I guess we have to agree with you. You have a good point. What if they were doing something productive? But you said it that way.
Like rolling bandages for Bosnians.
That's right, absolutely.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Okay. We love you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Another friend made, of course.
We've got to call that, man.
Yeah. Nice. Put Sven on the line. Look what we're doing to the website.
That lady's voice makes guys' ears bleed.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
It's fortunate. I did have so much time on their hands.
You've just won $1 million. Okay, great.
Hello, Ben.
Hey, I got trapped in my apartment a few weeks ago, and you guys helped me figure out what to do, which was drink. But I'm a hacker, and And I've been in the scene for a long time, and everybody in the whole world that knows their stuff about computer hacking hates these people because they're being a bunch of idiots.
Oh, wait a minute. You're a hacker, and you're saying you hate the people who have hacked these big sites? Why?
Because they're just being obnoxious and annoying. And
well, what do you mean? What are you a good hacker? Is there such a thing as a good hacker?
Good question.
There is, because good hackers don't just try to destroy stuff.
What does a good hacker do?
We goof around in your system and make your... change your webpage to put naked girls on it, which is a benefit for everybody, I think.
I'll tell you, he came up with a good answer there, but there really is no good hacking. What you're doing is invading people, and you've got the technology
like
to do it.
Breaking into a house.
It really is.
It's not like breaking into a house.
Yes, it is.
No, it's like going to the top floor of a building to look out the window. That's more what it's like.
All right, that's coming right out of a hacker convention there.
What else have you hacked besides going on websites and putting on naked pictures of chicks? You must have done something worse than that.
Not really. Nothing ever destructive, really. The biggest thing that most of the people, I'm a computer security, that's what I do for a living, so I'm pretty much legit now.
So wait a minute, you mean you play both sides?
Well, he's like the safe cracker that goes helps the cops, right? Offers a consulting firm, you know?
That's what most of the people that are 15 now that are doing this annoying crap.
Let me ask you a question about this.
Sure.
Is there a light at the end of the tunnel as far as, the average schmoes out there being able to do this to huge corporations? Is there technology that they're either working on or is in place where they're going to, make all these computers more secure?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of companies doing that, and if you look at their stock prices, say they've shot up because they're making all these announcements like, oh, if you use our products, you won't get hacked. But
that seems to be the big thing now with e-commerce, that if they get on there and they're talking about, you can rest assured that we're perfectly safe.
Yeah, that's what I know. I'm screwed.
Yeah, I agree.
When someone gives me a guarantee.
For every lock, there's a key. So somebody will eventually break the code again.
Like every 2 weeks, isn't there a story about some kid who, hacks into the Pentagon system and could fire missiles if he wanted to, some kid who was playing Missile Command or something and hacked into this?
They really does
think of war games.
Yeah.
You go way back to war games. I mean, when he got into the Pentagon.
Can we play a game? So you are saying now, Ben, you are admitting you're a hacker. You're saying you're a good hacker. And the worst...
A reformed hacker.
Right. Well, no, do you still hack?
Not any. I don't do anything illegal.
When is the last time you hacked?
The day before I turned 18 years old.
And you say you don't do anything illegal.
Right.
But if you hack, you're doing something illegal.
I usually hack people's systems that ask me to.
Okay, well, that's all right.
Who asks you to hack their system?
People that are looking for to make sure that the bad people can't get in.
Right.
That's the good people.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
That's legit.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
Well, why don't you have some of your hacking friends call us?
The ones that do the illegal stuff?
Let me ask you a question. What is something that you would tell everybody that owns a computer that they could do to make themselves a little less vulnerable?
Turn them off.
Okay, thank you. Sure. Thank you, genius.
Does that mean like shutting them down completely? Like turning the power off, taking the power supply off?
If you're connected by a phone line, every time you disconnect from the internet, you're fine, you're safe. But if you're connected all the time, it's a good idea to at least turn your computer off periodically because it changes what they call an IP address.
What about if you turn your computer off and don't you not get emails if you shut the whole thing off?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, your mail server should still receive your emails.
Okay.
So they should still be there when you come back on.
But, I mean, you can't read them if your computer's not on.
Oh, I know you're right.
Don't look at me like that. I thought that's what you meant.
No, that's not
what I meant.
If
you turn your computer off, you say, can you still get email? Well, no.
No,
of course not.
But, when you're talking about computerees, you got to ask a specific question.
Right.
You're saying there's a difference between shutting your computer off and shutting off the power to your computer. There's a huge difference. I mean, if you shut off if you say shut down,
right,
and then you just, the screen goes blank, that's the difference between, unplugging it from the wall and disconnecting the power source.
We're talking about turning off the main power switch.
Well, the you guys don't, most people don't understand this, but hackers don't care.
And I'm looking over at you and you're doing that news thing, but you're wrong.
No.
There is a big difference between, there's not
no.
like,
if I know there's a difference.
Switch.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm
okay.
saying if you want to be secure,
can
turn
I ask
off
this
the
guy,
main,
though? He's the expert.
Sure.
Okay. I'm saying when you say shut your computer down, what?
I mean, power it off.
Power it off.
Turn
completely.
It off.
Yeah.
All right. Power it off completely.
Yeah.
Disconnect it from the power source.
Or just disconnect from the internet.
Okay, disconnect from the internet.
Yeah.
All right. That's you know.
Most hackers don't care about average Joe people.
Right.
They don't care. It's like the. You have nothing to worry about.
Then there's going to be that one Dr. Evil that does care. And wants
yeah,
to
and
make,
I want him to call the show today.
That's right. So we can get on his good side.
Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Don and Mike.
Ben the hacker.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
I love you, Buzz.
I love you, sir.
Goodbye,
bye,
sir.
Bye-bye. And no offense, Buzz, but I mean, I just...
No, that's fair. I'm sorry. You're right.
Just trying to get this guy, you know, pick his brain a little
right.
bit. Because I like everybody else. I think anybody that surfs the net, when you get up, especially when you're going to buy something, there's always something
you know
in the
what?
Back
you're
of your mind.
You're just as screwed when you go into a restaurant and give them your credit
that's right.
card.
I think you're absolutely right.
You know, because
right.
they could write down the numbers.
Right.
And who knows what they do when they do the magnetic swipe and stuff.
And I think that that's an area, when you're talking about specifically about credit cards, that's another area where you're already seeing it with some of the ads they have for new credit cards, where they're becoming more secure and more secure, where certain credit cards now you can use and they've got built-in security measures in there.
Hello, Jamie? Oh, we had a hacker.
You know, it's funny.
Had the hacker. Hung up.
I expect one of these moments you're going to get Jamie and you're going to go,
yes?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I really don't want to talk too loud right now.
Why is that?
Liar.
I know he is. Come on,
he's a liar.
Just entertain him for a
okay,
second.
I'll entertain him.
We're doing entertainment show.
Yeah, tell us why you don't want to talk so loud.
No, because I'm at work.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
You got some hacker information for us?
Not really hacking.
Yeah, what?
Quiet. Okay, it's real simple.
Right, okay, big secret coming up here, everybody.
Hey, don't talk too loud. We don't want the feds to get you.
Look, guys, okay. It's a real simple telemarketing program.
Yeah, buddy.
Right, yeah.
Now, hold on. It's easy to adapt.
Hey, everybody, let me just tell everybody listening right now in their cars.
Quiet.
Quiet. You might want to pull your car over on the side of the road.
We've got some secret information coming.
Not.
This guy can't speak very loudly.
It doesn't work right now.
Do you guys want someone to call or not?
Let me tell you something right now. If he gets caught, he could lose his life.
No, that what?
If he gets caught, his mommy's going to ground him.
Did you guys want to call or not?
He's getting very mad at us right now. But stay very quiet.
Because any second, we're going to get the big secret.
I'm not going to stand any longer, guys.
Okay, yeah, let's go. On, we've blown our chance to unravel the mystery.
What a shame.
Oh, we had, Mike, we had the source right there. We had Deep Throat on the phone.
Dr. Evil was on the line. Listen, guys, I can't talk very loud. I could lose my life if I tell you these secrets. Wait, someone's coming.
Hello. Don and Mike show, hello.
Yes, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike about not even having a computer.
Well, then you should talk to this man.
There you go. Rob's applauding you.
Thank you. What? Oh, come on.
That's why he can't figure out to turn his radio.
Radio was up to that. Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. I just wanted to explain to you, you keep asking for hackers to call, and it's really crackers that you want.
Well, now, I don't know. Hey, I got no problem with anybody's color, my friend.
I don't know. I knew you were going to go with that angle. Now,
shocker.
The deal is that crackers are interested in breaking security and harming sites. Hackers are interested in finding the inner workings of software and hardware.
Oh, no, screw me. I don't buy this. You're like the other guy telling me that there are good hackers. There's no good hackers. If you're breaking into someone's system...
There's no such thing as a good hacker.
That's like a good thief.
No. Hackers are actually help security experts find holes in systems as well as
certain
hardware.
Hackers do, but other ones decide that, you know, they're going to take some 80-year-old lady's computer and, like, put John the Watt Holmes on there on her, you know, screensaver.
Now, that last guy who called about that would be more of a cracking situation, not a hacking situation.
Listen, to those guys who you mentioned who work for companies,
right.
They're not technically hackers. They are computer guys who work for companies to try to find bad guys. If you're breaking into a system on your own
right.
and no one's paying you to do it,
right.
you're a hacker.
But before we let you go, hold on, before you give us that information, can we get your name and address, please?
Sure, I'll give that out. Yeah, yeah, that's right. I want to give that right out over the radio.
Yeah.
Hacker, 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 cracker.
First, be very quiet. Guys, I'm going to give you the secret to the whole thing, but they're outside my apartment.
Oh, my God.
Hacking?
What? Hello, Don and Mike. Mike Show. Last call. Hello.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Fine, thank you, my friend.
Good. I'm a network security professional, and you're talking about being able to stop the hackers and the crackers. I just don't think that's ever really going to be possible because they have the same information as companies do.
And if it happens, you're out of business.
Well, I know it's a continuing business. You do the best you can, but it's just going to be an ongoing thing.
I know. What I'm saying, though, if you listen, is that if you are, you know, if they do stop these guys and there's a fail-safe way of doing it, then your job is pretty much eliminated, isn't it?
Of course. But that's just not going
to
happen.
So this guy sound a little dim-witted to be a security expert?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like the kind of guy, remember Arachnophobia, John Goodman,
yeah.
The exterminator?
Yeah.
It's kind of like what we're getting here.
It's like a mall rent-a-cop telling a chick at a bar that he's in law enforcement.
That's right. Uh-huh. But you know, with all these guys...
Goodbye.
All these guys we're making friends with, you and I are going to get long on when we get home tonight. It'll be a...
Thank you. Listen, Erica, as soon as a real hacker is willing to come forward and admit mm-hmm. and tell us all the information, put he or she right through.
Hi, Erica. This is Sam. I don't want to be identified.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports 1140 KHTK. Don and Mike Show.
From what I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
Ladies, stay tuned for details on how you can win an 8-person luxury entertainment spa, courtesy of Leisure Tubs. 703-361-5260. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
To Iceland to give away on today's show. That trip is valued at $5,000. We'll do that in just a moment. And then we have more girls standing by on the phone now. Want to make out with Dennis on Monday's Valentine's Day show. Maybe we have a hacker on the line. But Royce, hello.
Hi, Bill. I got my message about my nasal piercing. Thanks for setting it up for me.
You know what? You're in an awful cell, right?
Hi.
Honey, call me back when you get in a better cell. I want to ask you about your behavior with Bugs at the party last night. Call me back when you get out on the big road.
All right. Here we go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling in about the Valentine's Day jacuzzi.
Right. Yes, you are. What is your name, my lovely?
My name is Jesse.
Jesse, where are you from?
I'm from Pennsylvania. I live in D.C., though.
Ah, beautiful. And Jesse, you would like to be girl number 6 to kiss Dennis?
I'd love to be.
You know, if you kiss him the longest on Monday inside this hot tub, you'll win the hot tub.
I can handle it.
Valued at $5,600. Well, you're confident. I'll give you this. You seem to be the most...
Strictly business, right?
Yes, the most confident girl we've had.
That means she must look like a real hottie celebrity.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Well, I have heard Kirstie Alley from a couple people. But I'm much younger than that.
Kirstie Alley as she is now or as she was on Cheers?
She was on Cheers.
As she was on Cheers. That's a good Kirstie Alley.
The good Kirstie Alley.
Yeah, not the big-boned Kirstie Alley that we all get now.
I'd hope so.
Okay, well, you will be girl number 6.
Okay.
Good position to be in. Girl number 6 to lay the lips to Dennis Murphy on Monday inside the hot tub.
You can be wearing a one-piece or two-piece?
Two-piece. I'll keep you guys happy.
Two-piece. I'll keep us very happy. Thank you. Hold on,
please. Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
I have heard him on your show before.
Yes.
And I know what he sounds like. Give me a brief physical description.
Handsome. Ruggedly handsome.
Sandy blonde
That's
hair.
Exactly what I thought.
Sandy blonde hair, about 6'1", blue eyes, kind of chiseled.
Lady killer.
Marlboro man type. Outdoors, yeah. Rugged.
A little weather-beaten. A little bit like Crocodile Dundee.
Okay.
Yeah. Good-looking man.
All right. Good to know.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Hold on. Just a second. Erica, sign her up before she finds out what he looks like. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys? Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I was calling about... My name's Leif. I was calling about the hacking.
Yes. Leif, like Leif Erickson?
Leif Garrett?
Yeah, no, Leif, like Leif.
Leif Chambers.
Right.
Yes,
yeah, the guy who set this up, see, there's fake sites that you log into, you know, and you hear about them, you get them on your email.
Wait, hold on. I don't want to hear theories. I want to hear from someone who's really involved in this.
We're really involved with this. I'm telling you how this guy set it up.
What were you involved in specifically?
specifically, what we did is what the guy told us to do. We just started flooding these sites with junk mail.
It's official now. Those black sedans are pulling into our parking lot.
No.
All right, so tell me.
Everyone who did this, they had to set up transmitters.
All right, everybody, just let me.
Take, like, a transmitter and put it, like, to someone else's computer so it wouldn't go
directly. I don't buy that for a second.
Well, let me just talk for a minute. I'm interested in the whole thing, whether it's BS or not. And it does seem to me like it's something I've seen in a movie.
Inside the Criminal Mind with Alan King.
They actually have little things. Did you ever see that movie with Robert Redford?
Right.
About computers?
Yes.
Sneakers. Where they actually had these little devices that
little
those
guys UHF receivers.
Talking about, yeah, where they could actually, like, bounce a signal off.
Well, it's a similar thing. It's also the thing. You see them wearing them sometimes. It's like what Al Franken wore in the early Saturday Night Live.
Yes. Yeah, right. Right.
Al Franken, the most unfunny man in America.
You know, we have a hatred of Al Franken.
Deep.
That is deep.
Awesome.
No, Al Franken is a load.
He's total
hilarious.
Load.
He was awful on the show. We had him in studio one time, and we might as well have interviewed a rock.
He was awful with Peter Jennings on New Year's Eve.
Very boring in interviews, but he's a comic genius.
Oh, no, Al Franken is a dick.
And I agree with his political views, too.
A shocker. And I don't know how the hell he got doing a commercial for Parquet Margarine.
Where they obviously tried to make him liven up, and he gave it as much as he possibly could, and he's still dull.
He is a load.
Great commercial, because his voice already sounded like the tub of butter.
What, Robbie? Speaking of tub of butter, what can we do for you, Rob?
Present and accounted for. Do you remember what really pushed him over the edge when you had him in studio?
No, what?
You insisted that I feed him a Thin Mint.
Yeah, he's just not a fun man.
He didn't go for that.
He's not a fun man, but that's something Rob will treasure for the rest of his life.
All right, what did you want to tell us? So you were involved in this hacking.
Yes.
Really?
You the guy set up a fake site, and everyone tapped into it, and he gave instructions on how to do this. And then at certain times, he would send an email out to everybody, and everyone would have to send junk mail to all these sites at once.
All right, let me ask you a question before you go any further.
Yeah.
Have you, now that you're telling us this on a radio show, have you told...
I'm not anywhere near my computer.
But have you told anybody else about this? Because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, the FBI is looking for people that have this information.
The FBI is looking for the guys who did the damage this week, for sure.
Right. Big exclusive. Don and Mike show.
How do you feel about that? That the FBI might want to talk to you?
That'll be fun, man. Tracing my call?
They're talking about making the hackers pay double whatever the financial damage is that they did.
You know what? Before I believe you.
I got my bank account?
I don't believe it at all.
Before I believe you, hold on a second. Before I believe you, you've got to tell me more than just a guy told you to flood a site with junk mail, because I saw that in a report on CNN. You got to tell me more specific.
It's a hidden site, and people who wanted to do this had to hack in there and do it. And the secret code was Joe's Deli, Joe Mama.
There you go.
But he's the type.
Right.
He is the type. Absolutely.
He really could be involved.
Yeah.
The Joe Mama guy.
It's Joe Mama.
I don't doubt it.
The password.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, he wanted some hackers.
Here we go.
I don't think we're going to... Listen, my wife's calling me back. Goodbye. Goodbye. Hello.
Not in my show.
Hello, Bill.
Honey, turn your radio down, please.
Well, I didn't hear it even ring.
The first. I don't think we've ever had to tell you to turn the radio down.
Well, you wouldn't have to if you let it ring for a second.
Well, sweetie, I knew you'd be calling back. Here's what I want to ask you about. Last night at the party...
And pardon me for listening to my husband like a good wife.
Last night at the party, when you had your situation with Buzz... Who was the aggressor? Were you the aggressor, or was Buzz the aggressor?
I thought it was mutual. I didn't remember anyone aggressing anything that the other
Buzz.
One
Buzz
didn't
described
them.
It. Buzz described it today as a minor rape.
No, I did not.
With Buzz being the victim.
I did no such thing.
He said you came over and grabbed him about the chest area.
Grabbed his breasts.
Yes. You remember when you squeezed my chest?
As a matter of fact, it's Charlie Broyhill that I put the nipple clamp on. I don't remember grabbing Buzz's chest.
Now, did she grab your breast, Buzz?
You did. We were talking. Remember, the conversation turned, as it often does, to mammograms. And you reached over and squeezed my...
Honey, do you have to tell...
Now, hold on a second. Now, she's off the hook if you're talking about if she was demonstrating the way a medical procedure feels.
Must you tell everybody... Do you have to walk up to strangers on the street and tell them you had a mammogram this week?
Buzz is far from a stranger.
Yes, I know, but you managed to work it into your conversation with every single person this
I would
week.
Just like to defend your wife, though.
No.
That's a very important detail.
All women
that was
do
omitted
that.
By Mr. Burbank.
I would agree with you.
Yes.
I would agree
with
you.
And it was particularly... now with this new mammogram, the way they do mammograms, it seems that your nipples can cast shadows that can sway the results. So they have to put little pasties on you as if you're not humiliated enough having your...
So wait, you shared this information with Buzz before you shared this with me, your husband?
Well, Buzz is interested.
I am interested in your nipples. There's nobody on the face of the earth more interested in your nipples than me.
You're like pussy. You're like pussy in the Sopranos.
Now, Frida, I'm
with his wife.
Frida, I'm not taking...
Oh, no. Hey, come on.
That's true.
Oh, I am not.
But she had to share it with Buzz.
Now, oh, F you. Now, Frida, I'm not taking issue with what you said, but you said it was sort of mutual. What did I do that was could have been considered aggressive?
Well, weren't you inquiring about my mammogram, how it felt?
No.
That's why I squeezed your chest.
I listened intently.
And why did I squeeze your chest?
I don't know, subconscious urge?
Oh. Gee, one Miller Lite, and I'm sorry, Buzz. Well, I didn't mean to take advantage of my, you know, I didn't mean to take advantage of you.
That's okay.
But, you know, I heard another side of you the other day when you were hypnotized, and I guess I just, you know, took it a little too far.
All right, well, that's nice to know. You're all hands. You're all hands.
That's okay. I just talked to Marcia a few minutes ago, and I said, Marcia, was your mouth open when you sat on Don's lap and gave him a kiss last night? And she said, I don't know, maybe. And I said, no, wait a minute. You're telling me you don't remember? I mean, was your mouth open or was it not? She said, well, she said I don't clamp my lips shut when I give a kiss.
No, her mouth was open.
Yeah, that's right.
So she that's her traditional.
Yeah, but I would just like to point out that is your wife, you know, and the thing that she has for me, which is well known. We're talking here about, you know, this thing that was unknown to me that my wife apparently, you know, wants to feel you up and wants to discuss her nipples with you.
I think I used restraint. Because one of the questions I just threw out into the discussion was, how would a man like it if he had to have part of his anatomy put between two plates and squeezed real tight? And Buzz, I don't remember pinching that area to demonstrate what that would feel like.
I wish I was at that party, because if you had said that to me, I would have said, let me familiarize you with my scrotal sonogram. Okay? I'd have stacked up a setup against a mammogram any day of the week.
And what were you doing with Broyhill? Why were you touching him?
Well, he had on this... he's so connected that he wears his little headphones around his neck all the time, and it has a clamp that hangs right next to his breast.
Yeah.
And so I attached that to his nipple.
Christ, my wife's a whore.
I mean, listen to this. We were all a little loose last night.
I know. It was the leather pants I was wearing. Yeah.
She looked good.
Wild.
I hear she looked good in those leather pants.
Yeah, I would just like to tell everybody in this room that I bought those leather pants, okay? And
really?
I own what's inside those leather pants.
I own it.
You got me?
I own you.
You got that?
I don't think you own that.
That's my meat.
Okay. Well, how would you like to be
a vegetarian?
I would rather be a vegetarian.
No. If that's your meat, how would you like to be a vegetarian?
I got what you said, honey.
I got it.
All right. Goodbye, my sweetie.
I just want to say this would be an entirely different conversation if somebody had come in today and said that I had been grabbing girls' boobs last night.
Yeah,
you know, if that conversation had been relayed on the radio... You wouldn't be laughing about it and having a great time.
Or if I
had just had a check for testicular cancer, and I said to Shondell, here's how they did it, and I grabbed their hand and put it right in my crotch. I said, here, feel my nuts.
I think it's a little different grabbing a man's boob than a woman's boob.
I happen to know on Buzz considers that to be a very erotic area.
Yes.
Buzz has very sensitive nipples.
Sorry, Buzz, I didn't mean to excite you, so.
No, she didn't, I don't think, got anywhere near the nipple, but she did squeeze the right pectoral muscle, and it's true. I have not washed it since.
There you go.
All right, honey.
Okay.
You cruising?
Right, see you later.
All right, see you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
It's always the ones I don't go to. It's always the ones I don't go to. Everybody's getting half naked.
Hello, Kate. Not me.
Yeah,
I was good with Jeff Hedges talking about what an idiot David Hayline is.
See, if I'd been there, we both would have gotten half naked.
You know, meanwhile... My wife is virtually having sex with Buzz and Charlie.
Hello,
Kate.
Charlie Broyhill was down the hallway, and I said, you know, Charlie just told me that it's okay if Laura gets the pierced navel.
Well, that's good.
So he gave her his permission.
That's nice.
Hello, Kate.
Hi.
Mike, I believe this is girl number 7.
Kate.
Hi, how are you?
This isn't the Kate that was in the hairy ass contest, is it?
No. I work with Gary Martin, Charlie Broyhill's brother-in-law. I work right next to him.
I didn't know Charlie Broyhill was married.
Well, he has a brother-in-law.
Oh, probably from, he's got a very confusing familiar structure.
Very convoluted family tree. Okay, so Kate, you would like to enter the dentist contest.
Why not?
Beautiful. And how old are you?
I'm 21.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
Well, people tell me I look like Rebecca De Mornay and Barbara Eden.
You will be girl number 7 on our Valentine's Day show.
Sounds fabulous.
7th girl to ride the dentist train.
And what will you be wearing in the tub?
Well, I will be wearing a 2-piece bikini.
Two-piece bikini. Baby. Baby.
And are you more like Rebecca De Mornay or more like Barbara Eden?
I'm both. Everyone says I look like 2 or 3 different people. Blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm short, though. That's the only problem. 5'3", but...
Well, you got those big genie boobs, though?
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's too bad. We'll see you on Monday, Kate.
Okay, great.
Hold on, please.
Thanks.
Short's okay. I married short. Short's all right. Short's
fine. Just a second. Well, that's Kate. That's girl number 7 for the Dennis Murphy contest.
I like that combination. I like that Rebecca De Mornay genie combination. Come on, genie.
Yes, master.
Yes, get in the tub, genie.
Listen, when we come back, a story that we were faxed. I'm pretty sure that it's an urban legend.
Okay.
But I've never heard it before.
All right.
And maybe someone knows where it came from. It's a good one. It's gross.
Excellent.
And it's good.
All right.
Okay, I'll tease you with that. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike.
May you bless it. I'll eat it.
He's not coming.
Who?
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
So your mother is tougher than you think. So what? No f***ing deity now?
Hey. Don and Mike, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing deity, because, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
Like a daily 4-hour Hot Carl, the Don and Mike Show.
Right, we have a trip to Iceland to give away today. We're going to do that in the next hour.
That's where the hackers are.
Not quite sure how we'll do it. Let you know. All right, now onto this urban legend. But first, a fax we got today about the rerun we ran yesterday.
Okay.
I don't ever remember us having this discussion on the air, but let me read you with a guy, right? Dear Don and Mike, I was listening to your best of show yesterday, February 9th, in which you both stated it was not possible to air up a car tire with a bicycle pump. I guess, did you run that segment yesterday, Rob?
Yeah.
I don't remember having that discussion, but that sounds like something that a bit of wisdom that would come from our mouths.
You didn't necessarily say it wasn't possible. I think what you were saying is that it wasn't smart. The segment was a guy, he lived near a movie theater, and whenever anybody would come and park in his house, he would let the air out of that.
Oh, thing. I remember that
and
guy.
And then he would loan them a bicycle pump if they were in trouble.
Right. Well, this guy writes, quite to the contrary, it's entirely possible. In fact, with a quality pump, like Schwinn, you could overinflate and possibly blow a car tire. I use a bike pump all the time to pump up my car tires. It's great exercise for your pectoral muscles. It takes 100 pumps to raise the pressure 5 pounds. I can inflate a tire to a drivable level with 500 pumps and to 35 pounds with around 1,000 pumps. This stows easily in my trunk and always works. It's sure great to have when you need it.
What's he do, change his oil with a tablespoon, too? Dixie cup to put gas in his car.
And then we get this. Dear Don and Mike, this is a true story, I swear to God.
Well, right there's damaged credibility.
All right, well, and it's obviously not something that somebody has handwritten. It's something that somebody's pulled off the net.
Okay.
But share it with you.
I've always found urban legends, whether they're true or not, to be fun.
I've never heard this one before.
Okay.
And that's great when we get one we haven't heard before.
Right.
Last week, Tuesday morning, 5 a.m., 22-year-old Susan DeLucci of Kittery, Maine, woke up with a painful need to urinate. At first, she thought she had diarrhea. Well, let me just tell anybody that's in the car with small children,
turn it down.
Yeah, now would be a good time to turn the radio down.
When you say that, this has got to be turbo gross.
But I mean, I think if it's a boy, 7, that's fine.
Okay.
If your little girl's in the car, though, goodbye.
All right.
Put a CD in. Yeah.
Nasty.
Okay, so she woke up with a painful need to urinate. At first, she thought she had diarrhea, but when she stood up out of bed, she realized it was urinary pain. Very similar to the feeling of having diarrhea, just out the wrong orifice. She wobbled to the toilet, and upon sitting upon it, her vagina erupted into the most horrific, messy noise anyone had ever heard. In paralyzing pain, Ms. DeLucci, for the next few minutes, continued to push and squirt out of her vagina.
This is killing me.
A burning tide of wretch and filth while she gripped the sides of the toilet, white-knuckled. She was screaming wildly.
You pausing for dramatic effect, or?
No, I'm pausing because Charlie's writing me a message on the screen here.
What's he saying?
Is this the same story the guy on 101 got suspended for? How could a disc jockey get suspended for?
Charlie, come in here.
This is something off the internet.
Is there a parrot involved?
No.
Right, it's the woman with the lobster.
The lobster.
I've not heard this.
Correct. That's the story.
Oh, the lobster. Yeah, right. I read about that guy.
That's the story.
This is it. Then that's a totally fake suspension. Then.
Right.
If this is what the disc jockey got suspended for, supposedly.
Yes.
Please. All right. Sit back and watch a professional read this, and watch how management does nothing to us when I read you this story.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I was oblivious to the fact that another disc jockey had read this already, but I will share it with you now.
Okay. All right.
Okay. She was screaming wildly, and the neighbors called the police. When medics arrived, they found Miss DeLucci, unconscious, lying on the floor of her bathroom, wearing nothing but her bathrobe. Running down her leg was a stream of brown and green syrup. The medic had to transfer her to a stretcher, so he grabbed her left leg, which was bent crossing her other leg, to straighten her out. She was lying there all twisted up. When he lifted her left leg to straighten her body out, he exposed her vagina, at which point a creature, no larger than the tip of a finger, wormed its way out of her genitals and landed on the floor with a wet popping sound. Shocked, the medic stared at the creature that was lying on the tile bathroom floor in a casing of mucus. It was a tiny mud shrimp, and it sat there on the cold floor gasping for water while flipping itself back and forth.
I'm gonna boot.
The horrified medic turned to the toilet as he felt the nausea setting in. When he put his face down into the toilet to puke, what he saw was so horrific that to this day he cannot look into a toilet without convulsing. The entire toilet bowl was boiling with baby brown mud shrimp, flipping and splashing at a furious pace. If you think that is bad, wait until you hear how it happened. Miss DeLucci's death was the result of a combination of shock and severe head trauma. She stood up over the toilet in pain, and when she saw what she had done, she went into shock and fell, smashing her head on the toilet, then on the floor. It is believed by police that two nights before the accident, she had purchased a live lobster at a fish market. While lying in a tub, she gently inserted the creature's tail into herself to derive physical pleasure.
Oh, my God.
At that point, she held a lighter under the creature's face, causing it to flip its tail in a violent snapping motion. The medics found a lesbian X-rated video in the VCR, and the TV was positioned on a table in front of the tub. The lobster was found in the kitchen garbage wrapped in a paper bag. Traces of Miss DeLucci's DNA were found on the lobster, along with pubic hairs that had wedged themselves between the lobster's tail joints. The lobster's face was lightly burned with the same fuel used in lighters. The lobster's digestive tract and colon were found to be full of mud shrimp egg casings. Doctors believe the lobster had eaten them. They're common in the water at fish markets and usually harmless, boiled to death. And the lobster had crapped them out into Miss DeLucci's vagina.
Oh, my God!
While she was having sex with it. Maine mud shrimp only take 2 days to gestate, and she was 4 days away from getting her special time.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors believe at that point of her menstrual cycle, her womb was the perfect pH balance to grow these mud shrimp, which are a much larger version of the popular sea monkey pets sold throughout the United States. Overnight, the eggs hatched, and the mud shrimp began doubling in size every 10 minutes. You can imagine the pain she was in when she woke up that morning and gave birth to over 1,000 mud shrimp in her toilet.
I think it's absolute BS.
Yeah, of course it's BS.
Yeah, I think it's totally BS.
And now that I've read it here...
When you get to that point, I think, you know... And I would think that there would be a medical professional or someone that has even a mild knowledge of biology would be able to immediately say there's absolutely no way.
Well, and furthermore, hold on. Just move away from the microphone. Thank you, Rob. Furthermore, I just want to get this out. Please, Rob, let me get this out before you jump in.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make a point. This is the story? Yeah. This is the story that supposedly got a disc jockey here in D.C., quote, unquote, suspended?
Yeah. I mean, and, and what you're doing is reading something that obviously was taken off the net.
Yeah.
It's a story. We're not, you know, we're not saying anything about it. We're simply passing it along.
No, no, that's it?
And questioning the sincerity of it.
That's it?
That's it.
I mean, when I read this, I read the first page of this on the fax machine, and I said, oh, this is a good urban legend for the show.
Yeah, and I'd love to know...
I didn't know that this was the famous lobster story. Ooh, that got a disc jockey suspended!
You obviously read the post, you read about that little blurb. We were talking about that on the air when they mentioned lobster. But I had no idea it was this.
Please. Right. You know, all this does, well, now that we've read it, it's just another one that we'll add to our urban legend file.
Yeah, and I, you know, who knows where it... You never know where that stuff originates
But
from.
What I think is funniest about it is that this is it.
That's it.
This is what this disc jockey got suspended for?
Yeah, and can you, the password is publicity stunt.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
please.
Yeah.
Please. This? Christ. Try listening to this station someday.
Really?
You know, if you really want to test the bounds of what the public will stand for and what a disc jockey might be suspended for, try listening to a real radio station one day.
That is,
this?
That is to me, the classic urban legend.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it really is.
It's funny, though.
It's interesting.
It's goddamn funny.
It's gross.
Yeah, very.
It's great. It's a good urban legend. You're suspended. You said the word vagina.
Yeah.
You're suspended. Wink, wink. Now we're going to call the newspapers. Go home and take a day off. Wink, wink.
Yeah, don't believe everything you read, folks.
Please. That's it? That's... come on.
The urban legend.
Christ.
Obviously, that's what... I mean, I don't even... I don't know. I don't know whether that's what it was.
Oh, it has to be an urban... No,
I would think that's what it was. I mean, it's, what else would involve a lobster?
Sounds right.
That is that...
Ugh. Okay, now, yes, Rob.
It's impossible. Nothing can double in size every 10 minutes. That's proof right there. That would be a physical impossibility.
See, Rob paid attention in biology class.
The pH thing is hinky also.
Yeah
really.
Hinky.
Hinky.
I've been hearing that word a lot.
I think
lately,
the whole
story is a little, even though it's an urban legend, that's one seriously hinky story, right?
That's right.
No, but it's a funny story.
Yes, it is.
It's a funny story, and it shows you, just to get back to the radio publicity stunt, which I didn't know until Charlie put that up on the screen, please. This is what got a disc jockey suspended?
Yeah, well, I mean, we know where that came from.
Christ. This is tame.
Mm-hmm.
This is tame. This story is absolutely tame if a disc jockey reads this.
It's tame, but I will tell you, it's got the old tummy going a little bit. A little boiling feeling down there, you know? when you're in the middle of that, I was just a little, you know, a little red. When you're in that space, you know, between the beginning and the end where you're really not sure and you were getting into the meat of it, pardon me, it was,
this is
major gross.
This is non-suspensionable stuff. We're going to send this to Jack Diamond.
Let him
read this on his show tomorrow morning.
Hey, listen, here's what I picked up, and how you doing? And
hey, little buddy.
Yeah, the only way he'd improve it, he'd send flowers to the family. There you go. Thank you. Yeah, all right. Here's some fruit basket up there. Hey, sorry for your...
Hi, Diamond. Hey, Diamond. Yeah. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, little buddy.
How's it going, Diamond?
Hey, listen, I got something right. I want to tell you something. It's a disturbing story, but I'm going to share it with you because, as always, if there's a disturbing story, what we're going to do is we're going to send flowers or candy or maybe a getaway weekend at the Renaissance Hotel to the person who was involved.
You're the man, Diamond. My friend, fantastic.
Yeah, little buddy.
Good job. Where's your band, Diamond Alley, going to be playing this weekend, Diamond?
Well, I haven't had time for my band since I'm spending lots of time with my kids every other weekend because, you know, I dumped my second wife to marry this third girl.
Oh, man. Someone say you're a real SOB for doing that, Diamond.
Oh, but I want to tell you, my new wife... Oh, she's fine. She's a size 6.
Oh, fantastic. You know her size. Your dress size, Diamond?
I talk about it all the time on my show, little buddy.
Have you been trying on her dresses again, Diamond, like you did with your old wife?
No, you see, I'm going through my third midlife crisis, little buddy.
Oh, fantastic, Diamond.
And what I've done is I've abandoned my wife and my children for this new piece of ass. And I talk about the new piece of ass on my show, even though my children, who I used to exploit on my show, much like Kathy Lee and Cody Gifford, even though they listen every day before they get ready for school, I still talk about how I traded their mom in on a new version.
Hey, way to go, Diamond. That's good judgment there. Fantastic.
Yeah, little buddy.
Send everybody a box of flowers.
Well, that's how we do things on the Diamond of the Morning show.
And I'm getting married, too. Did I get married, Diamond, or am I already married?
I don't know if you're married or not, little buddy.
I don't know, but you're going to find out that I'm a Ken doll down there, Diamond. Yes, sirree. Nothing at all. No genitalia.
Yeah, but little buddy, I got something for you right here. It's a story that... Frankly, I want to tell you, it's a show that, on the showgram, on the Jack Diamond showgram...
Way to go, Diamond.
We don't deal with topics like this, but I want to tell you something. I feel so bad for this lady from
Kittery, Maine.
Yeah,
we're,
Diamond.
We're going to send her a Vermont teddy bear. from the Diamond of the Morning crew.
Oh, you're the man. Fantastic, Diamond. Way to go. And I look forward to watching Diamond Alley.
This is a story, incidentally, that a disc jockey was suspended for reading. And rightly.
Oh, so I agree.
These are the public airwaves, and this is my sanctimonious bull-ass lecture about how the public airwaves should be treated with reverence.
Way to go, Diamond. Diamond.
Yeah, so my new girlfriend.
Yeah, tell me about her, Diamond.
Oh, she's so hot.
That's great. I know your listeners want to hear about that.
Because, you know,
especially all the women in your audience.
The wife that I've been with.
Especially all your divorced women in your audience.
The wife that I had been with who got all stretched out with my four children, who I used to have on the air all the time, like reading out of joke books and stuff.
Yeah, Diamond.
Well, Frankie, her asters got too flabby. And
tell me the story, my friend.
Well, look at me. I've got my Kenny Rogers silver hair.
Hey, have I told you since I've been working out, I look more like a rat now? I look like a tanned rat. That's me. Hey, you can just call me Bert the Tanned Rat.
And you know, I've got a Corvette. Have I been trying to drive a Corvette?
Oh, fantastic. Does it have a little plaque in it with your name?
Yeah, it says actually driven by Jack Diamond. I've got a deal with a Chevrolet dealership up in Gaithersburg.
Oh, fantastic. Good chance for all our listeners to smell the seats.
And I know a lot of people in the audience think it's a mistake that I've gone on the air and talked about the fact that I've dumped my family to be with this new girl.
Yeah, tell them, my friend.
But frankly, if I could... Little buddy, I want to tell you something.
Oh, you're getting emotional.
I'm breaking up here now.
I love it when you cry, Diamond. I love it when you cry.
I just want to tell you something. So, I have such low self-esteem.
Hey, would you like a piece of cheese that I'm nibbling on over here? Here, have a little piece of cheese that I'm nibbling on.
I feel so inadequate about this sexual situation that I'm in. That
yeah.
Even though I know it's suicide to get on the radio and talk about it, I've got to do it. I've got to let everybody know that I traded in my wife on a new one.
Hey, Diamond, my friend. Let me tell you right now, it's a good move to share your personal demons with everything on the air.
And when we went on to Tahiti on our honeymoon...
Yeah.
We spent 14 glorious nights watching 14 perfect sunsets.
Oh, boy, that's a great story, Diamond. I almost threw up my piece of cheese.
And while I was doing that...
Yeah, Diamond?
My kids were saying, "Where's Daddy?" And Pam, my wife, of course you all know her name because I used to throw it around.
Yeah, I remember that, Diamond.
I used to throw it around left and right about what a great married man I am.
Not anymore, huh, Diamond?
No. Now I talk about Pam as being my best friend.
Oh, that's good, because it makes you look like a nice guy.
Yeah, you know, Pam and I are so close.
Hey, is your new squeeze box in your band, Diamond?
She sure is. As a matter of fact, we write folk music together.
Oh, fantastic. Romantic songs, I bet you.
Yeah, songs about how I love her and she loves me.
Did you ever write that song about when you were mayor of Munchkinland? That's a good one, Diamond.
Hey, little buddy.
Yes, sirree.
I'm taller than you, little buddy.
Yeah, I know you are. I'm a little rat boy. With a great tan, though, I'll tell you right now, my friend. Slicky boy. Slicky boy, my friend.
I can't wait. I'll tell you what I do every day when I go home.
Oh, I bet you I know.
Oh, no, not that, little buddy.
Oh, okay.
What I do is I look through the newspapers and I try to see if there's any families in crisis, like if there's a child with a debilitating disease.
Right.
Or maybe a family that's been killed in a car crash. Because I know if I can find something like that, we've got our whole next show planned.
Oh, that's great.
Because
fantastic.
We talk about these events, like poor sick children, and actually we don't do anything to help them. We just talk about it, and we, like, have people gather toys for the crippled kids.
Yeah, Diamond, tell the story. Hey, Diamond.
And then afterwards, people call us and tell us how great we are for doing that.
Did I ever tell you? Can I tell my story about the cruise ship I went on?
Sure, little buddy. What's your story?
I had a great time, Diamond. Let me tell you something, my friend. We went on this fantastic cruise, and I got a special deal because I got to stay down deep in the hold. Not where the people are with their cabins, but I actually stayed deep in the hold, and I made a bed out of, like, all sorts of lint and string, and I made it, and I lived down there, and I lived off of cheese and food scraps, and I lived with all my other friends on my cruise.
Is that because you're so much like a rat, little buddy?
Hey, you got it, Diamond, my friend. Let me tell you, and then a little water came into the ship, and we all jumped off. Yeah, and then we swam home. Man, Diamond, it was a good time.
Hey, it's 5:11 right now.
Yeah, buddy.
You get ready for work, get ready for school. A Diamond of the Morning showgram.
Hey, it's a great showgram, my friend.
Yeah, Pam is my best friend.
That's good,
even though I dumped her to move on to wife number three, she's my best friend.
You're a sensitive guy, Diamond. That's what I say on the air. We don't talk about how most people that work with you think you're an a-hole.
Does anybody know something? I used to trot my kids out all the time, like at Halloween, and have them read some stupid joke books and stuff.
Yeah, you're a good guy. You got it all together, Diamond.
They don't do that now. They hate me.
Yeah.
Because Daddy moved away.
Hey, Diamond.
Yeah, little buddy.
Did your ex-wife get a plaque that she wears on her, just like the old cars that you trade in?
This is Jack Diamond's fan here. Yeah, little buddy.
Yes, sirree, my friend. Fantastic on the show, Graham. Wow.
Oh, I'm very, very disturbed about this whole hacking situation. That's really bad.
That's serious stuff, my friend.
What I'd like to do is have someone who was hacked call the show, and we're going to send them a box of candy.
That's great. Great idea.
From the Diamond of the Morning show, Graham.
Oh, I think that's a wonderful idea. Oh, I got to get comfortable again. My tail just curled up underneath me. Sorry about that, my friend.
That's all right, little buddy.
That's okay. Oh, boy, I better not eat. Hey, they put out some cheese for me the other day, but I knew it was poison.
How'd you know that, little buddy?
Yeah, rats know those things. Little rat boys.
Hey, Stacy, what's happening with the traffic?
Well, Jackson.
Hello, Diamond.
Well, Jackson.
Oh, Jackson. Here we are all. All sincere, all real. What you see is what you get.
Yeah, we're just four friends coming in every day. Mm-hmm. Play some Gloria Estefan, try to make your ride to work just that much easier.
Yes, indeedy do, my friend.
You know, we're not into the whole shock genre.
Right.
You know, we're real people living our lives on the air.
I tell you right now, I enjoy this, Diamond, and I enjoy it as much as I do tanning. Yes, my friend.
I can't wait to get out of here and go home and have sex with my new young third wife.
I can't wait. I mean, I'm building an addition on my house. I'm chewing through the wall. I'm going to be living out in the garage near the fertilizer.
Hey, if I mention my new wife is a size 6.
She's beautiful, Diamond.
Size 6. Pam, who was my best friend, she's about a size 14. I tried to get rid of her. Diamond in the morning.
Hey, yes, sir. And Bert, my friend. Fantastic.
Hey, I think we got some more Phil Collins coming up. That's always great on your drive to work.
That's good romantic music.
He's so good.
I love it when I'm courting the other rats.
All right, okay.
We got off on a little riff there.
That was fun.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, everybody.
We don't do that very often, but
now, for those of you around the rest of the country, that is a local morning show here in Washington, D.C. that we find very nauseating.
Yeah,
absolutely right. One of the most nauseating, phony, syrupy, crappy things to listen to, and it's fun to make fun of it.
And I'm sorry, Harvey, because we promised Harvey we wouldn't do that after the last time he called in and apologized.
Well, you know, we won't do it for a couple more months. Yeah. Just had to get it out of our system.
Just one time, Harvey.
Thank you.
I would have done something on the disc jockey who had the fake suspension, but I don't know who he is.
That's right.
There but I'll research it and find out. I'm sure we'll be able to mock him someday.
Excellent job.
Right. Oh, hey, you are suspended, Buster. Do you hear me? Did you read that awful... This, what a piece of garbage that is.
That's right.
Please.
Okay.
That was fun.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm writing folk music. I'm chopping in my claws.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It was Marathi Toe Tapping. Touch tones. Let's take the 100th caller right now.
Hey, Diamond?
Yeah, little buddy.
Don't shake my hand at the end of the show, okay?
Why not, little buddy?
You might get the plague. I'm carrying bubonic plague.
Hey, little buddy, I got a big announcement. I want to share this with you right now on the radio because I'm honest and open with my audience.
Share it, my friend.
I'm getting married again.
Oh, fantastic. You traded the other one in, too?
Yeah, I just traded my third wife and my fourth wife.
Oh, great. Is she in your band, too?
Yeah, we wear satin Diamond Alley jackets everywhere.
Hey, let me tell you something. As long as she gets the plaque like all the other ones, she'll be fine, my friend.
We'll ride off to Tahiti in my Corvette.
And I'll chase after you with my tail between my legs.
Let's try to give away up to $10,000 right now. Toe tapping, touch tones right there. Your chance to win Secret Celebrity Laugh number 3. Good luck. Be the 100th person to call Erica. She's standing by at this number, 1-877-365-3636. Secret Celebrity Laugh coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hagerstown, Maryland. Hello.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Go.
Yes. Don and Mike Arner, you're coming out on the erectile...
Okay, I think that was a gag call. So I cut it because they mentioned the two local disc jockeys.
What?
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Tone. Touch tones right there. All right. And here is a phrase. Caller 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, who's this?
This is Ben Byler.
Ben Byler, where are you from, Ben?
I am from Wellington, Kansas.
So you're listening on KFH? Hello?
Yes.
Is the station you're listening to KFH?
Yes.
Hello.
All right, what's going on? What's going on?
They're listening to the radio.
The delay kicked in.
Gotcha.
All right, don't listen to the radio. Listen to the phone. It'll help you concentrate.
Okay. JFK.
Who's the lucky lady?
This is my wife.
Why did you? Why is she screaming JFK?
I don't know.
What are you talking about? JFK. Let me talk. Hello?
Hello?
I love you so much. Oh, my God, you guys are awesome.
Well, she's much better than she should play the game.
Yeah, thank you, honey.
I love you to death. Oh, my God.
We love you.
I can't believe my husband got through.
Why are you screaming JFK, though? Because your local station is KFH,
and,
right?
My God. I live in Woodbridge. I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, so you live in Virginia?
Yeah, my husband's originally from Washington, but we live in Woodbridge.
Okay, well, that would explain why you were screaming JFK.
Yeah.
When Don asked your husband where he's from, he was talking about where he was from originally?
Yeah.
You took it literally. Like when somebody says, I'm calling from a cell phone.
He is not the brightest bulb, is he?
No, he's not.
Are you a lot smarter than he is?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll play with you then.
Okay, that's cool.
And what was your first name?
My name's Caroline.
Okay, Caroline, you've won the Angel Prize Pack. Watch the all-new Angel last night on Washington's WB50.
You weren't going into labor just then, were you?
No. Oh, my God, I'm just in shock.
Kind of heard a...
All right, Angel, you have kids?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard a kid in the background.
No, that's my husband.
Oh, gotcha. Does he wear rubbers or do you use the pill?
Nothing.
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 Yeah.
Yeah. Then what, are you just waiting to get pregnant?
No, but it's just, I don't know, we don't like anything.
Use the Catholic method?
Yeah, that works.
You know, honey, we're just trying to stop the cycle of babies having babies.
Okay.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21.
See, mm-hmm. Right. You got to get yourself one of those floppy things.
Yeah.
You know, get yourself one of those diaphragms.
Sure.
Okay. Are you ready to play for... how much does it cost to pay for a baby's birth these days?
Wow.
It can be a lot of money.
Yeah.
Really? A lot of money.
But what if you went to a cheap place in the district? Could you get a baby born for $2,000?
My husband's in the military, so it'd be free.
Ah,
that'd be
free?
Wow.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter with her.
All right, well, then you'll play for $2,000, okay?
Okay.
$2,000, that's what you'll play for. And here are two clues for you.
Okay.
First clue, this secret celebrity who's laughing for us is a major motion picture star, and she has been nominated for 3 Academy Awards. I'm not telling you yet if she's won any or not, but she's been definitely nominated for 3. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, Caroline, you'll play for $2,000. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
God.
Goulet.
Okay.
We wish you...
Goulet speed.
Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
There she is. And Caroline, thank goodness you came to your husband's aid. Would have been another of the parade of simpletons who try to win big money on this show. Good luck, you're playing for $2,000.
Oh, yeah!
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Oh,
yes! Yes!
$2,000. Who is that?
Kim Basinger?
Do you mean the Kim Basinger who's married to one of the Baldwin boys?
Yeah.
Do you know which Baldwin boy she's married to?
Alec.
You're right about that.
That's right. Could I have that answer again, please?
Kim Basinger?
No.
We're sorry.
No, sorry, just playing with you.
Okay.
Just playing with you like a cat plays with a ball of yarn. Thank you for listening, Caroline. That was an excellent guest. Please don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on a second. Mike, no.
All right, I'm just guessing.
Absolutely not.
Don't make me feel foolish.
Okay, one of the people Mike guessed during the commercials was Shirley MacLaine.
Yes.
And I told Mike, and I'll tell everybody, this gal is much younger than Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, I forgot.
And then so you wrote
I
down,
don't know who the secret celebrity
you wrote
is.
Down Katharine Hepburn.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm in the dark on this.
All right, you want to play a game?
Yes.
Okay, I just got my new copy of What Counts... I love this book. This is the Harper's Index book.
All right.
This is where they take surveys of Americans
mm-hmm.
with the most retarded questions every year.
All right.
To ask people. I'll give you a pedestrian one to start, and then we'll make them tougher as we go along.
Yeah, I get competitive with Buzz. I see him getting his papers out. He gets his papers out, and that makes me want to grab my papers.
Oh, already. Hey, you know, before I get to this, Buzz.
Yes.
Why don't you tell everybody that load of BS you told me last night? Let me just... If anybody heard the show on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
we had a master hypnotist in here,
mm-hmm.
and he made Buzz
mm-hmm.
play the bongos,
right.
play an air guitar,
right.
sing like Kate Smith,
mm-hmm.
sing like Paul McCartney, do a Howard Cosell impression,
mm-hmm.
all of this animated physical stuff that Buzz never does.
Right.
We videotaped it,
right.
we had a big laugh about it. Everybody at the ratings party last night was asking Buzz about
this. Yes, they
were. Buzz comes up to me and he says, I said, hey, that was, you know, you're pretty great. You're really a pretty inhibited guy, and this hypnotist brought you out of your shell.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz says to me,
I wasn't really hypnotized. I was fully conscious the whole time. I remember everything that was said, everything that happened, and I remember trying to keep a straight face and not laugh at certain things that I heard people say.
But do you think there's potential that you were under?
No, I really
because
don't.
I've heard of people that are hypnotized say they can remember some of this.
Then please sing like you did, as animated as you did, like Kate Smith.
God bless America!
Okay. You know, there.
See, well, why did you fake it?
Well, you know, it's showbiz.
Yeah, no, but I would have appreciated sincerity.
Well, what about... what about, who else was, I forgot about Homo Joe. Was he under?
I haven't had a chance to talk to Joe since that happened, so I don't know what, and you know what, maybe I was in a way.
Let me hear Howard Cosell.
Hello again, it's Howard Cosell. I am an expert on sports.
You know, because we didn't think you could ever be that, come out of your shell that much.
Paul Harvey.
Good day. He remembers it without us even telling him.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's proof right there.
Mm. Well, then why at some point, I understand that you wanted the show to go on.
Right.
But why didn't you at some point, or even at the beginning, just say, hey, listen, guys, you know, it didn't take.
Because I just didn't want to spoil everything. And you know what else? I felt badly for the hypnotist because he had the three of us in this room, and we're going through the hypnotic exercises where he's got us reaching up into the air, and he's snapping our heads around, and he's snapping his fingers, and he's talking, and you know, we're going over stuff, and you know, he's like probing our minds.
You had me fooled 100%.
And you gave us 30 minutes. You gave him 30 minutes to prepare us
right.
to go on the air, and 20 minutes into it, he had nothing. I mean, we weren't fertile soil for him. And so I began to worry. So I started, you know, coming up with
really?
Stuff.
And you're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. Now I'm not saying...
Kate Smith, I was amazed.
I'm not saying that it didn't have some effect, because he does have you do this thing where you reach very, very, very high up into the air to the point that it sort of pinches a nerve in your shoulder.
Don't you think that maybe he let something loosen you that loosened your inhibitions? I mean, even now, mm-hmm. the fact that right now in command you sang like Kate Smith.
Right.
I've known you, Buzz, 20 years, and I got the feeling that up until today, if I would have asked you to do that,
right.
you would have... said no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had to pull your arm to get you to do your stupid Paul Lynde impression.
I remember the way you did the news after the fact. You were so energized. You seemed different. You seemed,
I was pumped. I mean, the adrenaline had been pumping because there was a lot going on there, and I wanted to do well. You know, I wanted to perform well. So, yeah, I was pumped. I'm not saying the guy didn't have any effect, and I'm not saying there's nothing to hypnotism because of the nerve pinching and the head snapping and the stuff that
he did. Wait, hold on. What about the nonstop bongo playing during the commercials?
That was exhausting. I thought I was going to... I think Joe did say something about his arms wearing out. He also wanted us to tap our feet while we were playing the bongos on our legs and humming.
You know, no offense. I saw you do that during the commercials.
Mm-hmm. Right, yes. Yeah, I wanted to keep up the illusion even through the commercials.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I just didn't want to spoil it. I didn't want to wreck that segment of the show, and I didn't want to cause the hypnotist to have a horrible day.
Man.
Well,
now you've wrecked that segment of the show.
No,
do you think there's any chance that... you know, that you were under, though?
I'm not saying it had no effect. Don says...
Did he say at any point that when he was in here...
Let me play the train wreck sound effect. Hold on.
All right, what'd you want to ask him? Did he say at any point that, you know, you won't remember anything that happened when he was taking you back out?
No, he never said anything like that.
Man. I'd like to talk to Homo Joe. I'd like to find out if he...
Yeah, I would too, actually.
Of course, Homo Joe wasn't as entertaining as you were.
Well, when he sang in Chinese.
Oh, that was great.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that, too. The guy actually did make us a little loopy, and the thing I was telling people last night, and I think this is true...
You're loopy for the hypnotism.
When you've been hypnotized, it gives you permission to do stuff that you wouldn't normally do. Because, like with drinking, people would say, oh, well, he's drunk. That's why he's acting that way. Or he's hypnotized. He's under. He's unconscious. He has has no idea what he's doing. So that sort of frees you up and helps you get by your inhibitions so you can do some of those things.
So in that regard, perhaps you were hypnotized.
Like I said, with the nerve pinching and the head snapping and
stuff.
But I
would say to you that that suggestion is still there now with the fact that not only are you singing,
mm-hmm.
but you're talking about this now.
Well, because
I know, but hold on. The buzz that I know
right.
is the analytical buzz. The buzz uh-huh. who would think five steps ahead
right.
and would know that if I asked something on the air like that,
mm-hmm.
where you know that you have the chance to say, you know what, it was a scam. I was just acting that way.
Right.
The buzz that, the response that I would expect from Buzz
uh-huh.
is that Buzz would say, no, it was a great experience. I don't know what you're talking about. See, just the... Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
The fact that he's being honest about this now says to me that the hypnotist did do something to release...
It's possible.
...something in you.
It's possible, but like I said, I remember... And you said that when you
I'd
were
like
hypnotized...
To hear, you know, there are other people that have obviously been hypnotized
right.
in shows and things like that. I seem to remember that I've heard that before, that I did... Where people have said something along the lines of, I remember behaving like an idiot up on that stage. I couldn't really stop doing it,
mm-hmm.
but I certainly remember that I was doing it. I've heard that from people.
Frieda had a good point last night. And Don said that when he was hypnotized...
When she was grabbing you?
Yes, between grabs. And by the way, Don said when he was hypnotized a few years ago, he really went out. He went to sleep, and there are things he doesn't remember. Frieda says she was kind of in and out. She said that she also felt that she could have stopped doing the things she was being instructed to do. But she said, and she pointed this out about me. I said, yeah, I could have stopped at any time. And she said, but you didn't.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that's
a good point.
I'd love to have the guy on the air. I mean, the hypnotist himself.
Well, it's showbiz, you know.
But I mean, it is showbiz, but I mean, you didn't stop, you know, and you were
right.
doing things.
Right.
You know, now I wish we'd gotten him to do more embarrassing things.
You were doing things that are not traits of your personality. That's what I find...
The Kate Smith blows me away. That
disturbing
about
this. I'm a news guy, and my basic personality, I'm kind of a serious guy in real life.
Talking, yeah, but I'm talking
but,
away from the microphone.
Right.
And I've been in social situations
right,
with you.
Right,
I mean, I've been in situations... Well, I don't want to describe the situations I've been in with
He's
Buzz.
He's very before. Reserved. You're very. Would you describe yourself as kind of a...
Yes. Yeah,
you're kind of an introverted guy, believe it or not. I wish I wasn't so reserved,
right.
as a matter of fact, and maybe that's why I really came out.
See, you have a different... When you talk like that, that's not the old Buzz.
I agree. That's exactly the point that I was trying to make.
We were talking about during your newscast, you had this extra, like, energy.
He mumbled something, and I wish he'd said it clearer because I really didn't catch every word. When he was doing the hypnotic talking in kind of a monotone thing and snapping his fingers and talking to me like this, he was saying, visualize the old you, visualize the new you. The new you is confident. The new you is talented. I remember hearing, you know, but I was sort of in and out on that because he was mumbling, and I couldn't catch every word he was saying. I hope that really had some effect.
I'm telling you, and don't take offense at this, because you're the
Fine.
New Buzz.
Right.
The old Buzz
uh-huh.
would not have had the balls to say on the air, hey, I was faking it. That's what I'm saying.
That is
at the crux of my argument here.
I can't say you're wrong.
It's amazing. And I don't... Who knows the subconscious mind?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what's deep within
it's
us?
Spooky, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Really?
So now you're confident.
That's my story.
Now, when you were asleep years ago at the other station, when you were totally asleep on the floor,
yeah.
you were faking it, right?
No!
Just kidding.
I'm sorry. When I was hypnotized, I was hypnotized.
You were asleep.
I was freaking hypnotized.
Just say, because I was saying things during that show, and you would have gone, F you. You know, you would have sat up straight.
No, this guy snapped his fingers, and I mean, I collapsed on the floor and fell asleep.
Do you remember that rash you had after that?
I know when I woke up, my butt was bleeding. I wanted cranberry juice desperately.
Yeah, we had a whole gang in there.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, could you tell Don and Mike that I think he just hypnotized you guys into thinking this is an interesting course of conversation.
Well, why don't you hypnotize yourself to change the station, you big retard?
Well, everything was cool up to this point. You all gotten preoccupied with whether or not they were hypnotized.
Hey, listen, it's pretty significant to us. It's pretty. It was just on the show the other day.
Let me.
Oh, it's not true. It was great while it was happening.
Let me refresh your memory. Listen to TV's Bob Barker.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Got it?
We don't tell you. We do not tell you how to dip the fries into the oil, do we?
No.
Do we?
No.
Listen, I feel confident enough in our program. If you don't like it, we'll have 4,999,999,999. You know what I mean, listeners. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Here
we go.
Hello. Goodbye.
Yeah. Right. I'm not going to sleep well tonight because we lost one listener.
Yeah, he's still with us.
I hate to tell you that.
I know you're disappointed at that, but he's still hanging on.
Hello.
Oops.
Hold on. What am I doing here?
Don and Mike Show. I'm really fascinated by this whole thing, whether it's
true. I don't care what anybody does. I think this is a fantastic revelation.
I do, too.
That Buzz has come out with this news. Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike Show.
Don?
Yes?
I just wanted to say I love your show, babe.
Oh, was he doing? Was that a Jack Diamond?
That's Jack Diamond, but it was horrible delivery and it waited too long. You know, if you're going to get off a snappy line, let me give some of those junior comedy writers a little lesson here. Perhaps you get the line off without going.
He was excited, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Now the phones are all malfunctioning.
Well, maybe it's the hypnotist.
What do you think, Buzz?
I think the phones are malfunctioning because of the hypnotist.
What was the hypnotist named? Anson Williams? What was his name?
Potsy Weber.
Potsy Weber.
Ralph Merrill. Donnie Most. His name was something Conrad.
Gary Conrad?
Gary Conrad.
Gary.
Yeah, Gary. It was Gary.
I got a question. Yeah. You're saying that the proof that Buzz is hypnotized is that he's denying he's hypnotized.
Yes. Yes.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Then you must not listen to the show regularly and know.
I'm listening carefully, and I know that he's a different guy, sort of, but, I mean, from what I understand, he would have known if he was put under. I mean, you knew when you got dropped.
Well, let me explain something to you. What Don was saying about that is the fact that Buzz came out and said, I think I was not hypnotized. He would normally, if he had done it for the show, he would have kept that under his hat, and he wouldn't have brought it to the forefront. And the fact that he's brought that to the forefront would indicate that maybe there's been
some kind of a change in
within
him.
His mind that makes the way he approaches things a little different.
Let me give you a graphic illustration. You know, I pretty much say whatever comes in my mind and out my mouth.
Yeah. Right.
To a lesser extent, Mike does. If I'm like way up here, Mike's about a third of the way down from me there. Right?
Oh, a little lower than that.
All right. But relatively speaking, on that scale,
yes.
Buzz does not show. He keeps
way
it,
back there.
Plays it close to the vest.
Right.
Right. And Buzz is always very concerned about offending, about saying something on the show that Mike or I wouldn't think was right, about rocking the boat.
Right. And the fact that he's come out with this, it's a different modus operandi for him.
It's a different Buzz.
But I think Buzz would know if he was hypnotized, though.
See, that's the question. I don't know. I'd like to ask that of anybody else that's been hypnotized. Have you ever been put under where you thought that you were in control, but maybe you couldn't change things?
Well, a friend of mine got put under on one of those stage shows, and he said afterwards, he talked to the guy, and that unless the hypnotist says you will not remember anything, you will remember it, apparently.
And I don't think that Gary Conrad said you won't remember anything.
No, he didn't. And I think what we've learned, I think, is that everybody responds differently to hypnotism.
So I'd like to ask Como Joe if he remembers everything.
Yeah,
I think Como Joe's the tiebreaker on this.
All right, thank you, my friend. Thank you, Ray.
All right, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, my name is Tom.
Yes, Tom.
And I've been in that situation Buzz is in, and I got to agree with Buzz about 1,000%.
About what?
I was hypnotized on stage at the Improv in L.A.
Right.
And after 20 minutes of listening to the guy and the lights flash and everything, nothing. But you're in a situation, you want to go with it. You want to see what happens. And I'm pretty inhibited, too, in real life. But, man, on stage, I was doing all kinds of weird stuff and just having a good time. And I think Buzz is right. You kind of have permission.
And I will tell you, I still hold to the theory that you did it because you were hypnotized. Maybe Buzz did it because he was hypnotized. And I've heard from other people that, hey, I could have stopped any time. But you didn't. And like Frida said, you didn't do that.
That's right.
No, you're right. I didn't do that. But I believe I made a conscious decision not to. Yeah, there might be some confidence boosting or visualization or something. But I really think, it was my choice to do that.
Whatever. Okay, thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
Thank you.
There's some people that maybe don't want to, Buzz, no offense, maybe don't want to accept the fact that somebody controlled their mind.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi there.
Very possible.
Hi, I think the fact that Buzz brought up the fact that Frida was fondling his breast is a little out of character, too.
No, I would have told that. I'm very proud of that, actually.
No, you know what? To an extent, Buzz, I've got to agree with her on that, too. Yes. Correct. Thank you, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Thank you, and tell us the rest of the story.
She liked Buzz's Paul Hart.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Billy.
Hello, Billy.
Look, Buzz, exactly what you're talking about happened to me. When I got hypnotized by Tom DeLuca, this guy who does college campuses and stuff.
Heard of him, I think.
What's that?
I've heard of him, I think.
Yeah, he's real famous and he's real cool, but on stage, I was doing stuff that I normally would not do. Everybody was, like my brother and sister, everybody was like, wow, look at you, you were so great. I knew what I was doing, conscious about it, but I just felt I could actually do it because I was supposed to be hypnotized.
Right.
I mean, it gave me that.
And I think a lot of people, but I think that's being hypnotized.
It could be. That
yeah,
could
it
be
could
it.
Be.
How else can you get a guy who really is tough to get out of his shell like Buzz? And God knows, we've given him the opportunity over the years to come out of his shell, and
right.
It wasn't until this incident
right.
that he came out of his shell. I'll say to you now, maybe it's only because Mike and I work with him every day, and we look at him and see him and know how much he talks and how much time. Sometimes we have to pull words from him.
Right.
Look at him right now.
You know what it was like?
Look at him sitting there. Look at his body language.
It depends on the subject. As Mike said on the air one day, he said, Buzz, you really wait for your opportunities, don't you? And I do. And, you know, sometimes I don't want to interrupt, or I don't, maybe I feel that whatever I have to say is not going to contribute anything. So I hang back. But, and there's never been, maybe it's not been the right time, I felt, for that. But see, with the
hypnotism. I've never heard you purge like this.
Don't you think that's again? Isn't that a different Buzz right
totally
now?
Totally different.
Well, the hypnotism was an excuse to perform out of character.
Okay, and then what is this today?
What is this today? We're talking about a subject that interests me that I have actually...
So you're saying we don't interest
No, all the time. But sometimes I have something to contribute and sometimes I don't. Today I feel much to contribute.
You'll find that the more you participate like this, the more trouble you'll get into.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Well, I was just going to say, it's just like when someone starts drinking...
I just want to say, Buzz, I'm glad we're on a subject that interests you today.
No, I'm always interested. I just don't always have something to contribute.
Yeah. What, my friend?
I was just going to say, when someone first starts drinking, who's never drank before, and they have like one or two beers, and you see them all acting loopy and crazy, mm-hmm. It's just because you know they're not drunk, but they're just using that as an excuse
right.
to act kind of weird.
And yeah, loopy for the booze.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy. Thank you for the call. Thank you.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Well, I don't know. The Buzz that I knew, and I'm not complaining, I don't mind New Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should all start referring to him as New Buzz.
The New Buzz, New Improved Buzz.
New Buzz. The old Buzz would not have mentioned any of this on the air. Even when being prompted, the old Buzz...
Definitely kept it to himself.
Yeah, right.
Hmm.
Really?
Interesting.
I think so.
I don't know that I agree, but I can't prove you're wrong either.
So you think there's maybe... I mean, you're
yes.
saying there's a chance.
Yes.
You're telling us there's a chance.
Absolutely. There is a chance, although I just didn't feel that I was under somebody else's control.
Where's Mr. Coffee Shop through all this?
I don't know, Homo Joe,
who normally is sitting on top of his phone.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes, hi, Josh.
How you doing, buddy?
We're doing great, buddy.
I read something about this once. I wish I could remember the name of it. It was in a magazine. It's something about the human mind doesn't, not everybody, but some people doesn't want to admit that it's been controlled. So what it does is it creates an environment where it could still act out like that, like it was hypnotized.
I buy that.
But to the person, they believe that they did it all themselves.
All right. Thank you, my friend. You
could
see,
be.
Buzz? That's what
be.
Happened to you, Buzz.
Could be.
I think that's, you know, that's it. I think that's exactly what happened.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I just didn't feel that way.
Listen, do me a favor. Just
yes.
A nonverbal, as Mike and I continue to do the show,
uh-huh.
just give me a thumbs up or thumbs down if you, you know, if you enjoy what we're doing or if you don't enjoy what we're doing at any given moment.
I misspoke. I'm always interested. You know I'm always interested.
No. I can tell you, you know, sometimes you're not interested. That's fine.
But I think we all know now that the only time you're really interested is when it's about you.
Well,
world according to you.
That makes me part of the show then, doesn't it?
See? Now look at that. See? Yeah. The old Buzz wouldn't have lipped off like that.
That's right. I didn't care for that.
Steve.
Yeah.
Hold on. Steve thinks you were under Buzz.
Okay.
Steve.
Yes.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Yeah.
I had a chance to talk to Tom DeLuca before one of his shows, and there's a couple of telltale signs. It sounds like you actually have been under.
Huh.
According to DeLuca, you are never actually out of control. He cannot make you do something you would not do.
Right, I've heard
voluntarily.
That.
Mm-hmm. What he tends to do is give your self-esteem and your self-confidence a boost.
When I was in the hotel room with my hypnotist, I didn't think I wanted to do that. I thought I was totally out of control, but I do remember it.
I think you did want to do that, Mike.
You know, maybe that's true, because I tell you, once it was all done, even though I thought I didn't want to do it, it was wonderful.
Well, how do you feel today?
Well, the cranberry juice is tasting a little better.
He's not talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's talking to Buzz.
Oh, very good.
Buzz, how do you feel today?
I feel the same as always, only maybe a little better.
You feel energized?
Well, a little right now, yeah.
Yeah, a little more energetic,
yeah, sure.
A little more self-confident.
Right, sure.
Well, the good news is that'll last a few days.
Okay.
Oh, good. So by Monday he'll be back to being himself?
That'll,
okay, good.
By next week he'll be the old boring Buzz again.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
And what a relief.
Hello, Karen.
Yes.
Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, what can we do for you?
I love the new Buzz. You can't get rid of the new Buzz.
Well, you'll have to visit a hypnotist.
We won't until this spell wears off.
No, he can't go away in 2 days. He's got to stick around.
I'll try.
He used to have this mysteriousness about him. Now he's just sexy as heck.
I actually feel him slipping away right now.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah. Me too. I feel old Buzz coming to the surface. Old Buzz is trying to climb out of there.
Help me.
Hello, Buzz. Skip.
Yes.
All right, here's a guy who...
Mike Buzz.
Here's a guy who says Buzz was not under.
I do not believe that Buzz was under. I worked with a hypnotist for about 5 years, and you can tell.
Well, how can you tell?
Well, Buzz would be able to tell because he was totally aware the whole time of everything that he was doing, and many times we would go along as ringers. If there were a lot of older people in the audience, he would use us as ringers, so they usually wouldn't go under, but we could fake it.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Right. Sure thing, but I really don't believe he was under. Buzz would have known if he was under or not.
All right, I just had to point out this is probably the guy that changed the trash bags in the office.
Okay, thank you.
Joe Mama.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bingo.
Gotcha.
All right, well, we'll be back with the new Buzz.
Yeah, the mystery, unsolved mysteries can be... Was Buzz indeed under?
The new and improved Buzz, and we'll take some of these retarded quizzes when we come right back.
When are we going to see classic Buzz?
We'll be back.
He's the Don and Mike Show. Ladies, stay tuned for details on how you can win an 8-person luxury entertainment spa courtesy of Leisure Tubs. 703-361-5260. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
New and improved Joker product with a new secret ingredient.
Smiley. Love that Joker.
Luscious tan. Those ruby lips and hair color. So natural, only your undertaker knows for sure.
I know what you're saying.
Where can I get these fine new items? Well, that's the game. Chances are, you bought them already.
So remember, put on a happy face.
New and improved Buzzy product.
Oh, man, best one ever.
If you live in Rochester, New York, well, first, congratulations.
Amen.
And second, you hear this show every day in Rochester on Hot Talk W-A-T-K.
Be good, or they'll put you in a sack and take you to Spain. The Don and Mike Show.
You like Black Peter. Remember that from Christmas time?
Yes, I do. Wonderful Christmas sale.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Great. Love the show today.
Thank you.
I have to tell you that the guy before that says he was a ringer, I'd like to thank him for all the hypnotists and hypnotherapists everywhere for giving us such a bad name.
Are you a hypnotist?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
So how can you enlighten us on this discussion?
You can hear everything that's going on. You know everything that's going on. There's a point, though, when you will go so far down that you may not care what's going on and decide to check out that whatever you're hearing is very boring.
So would you say, based on what you've heard of Buzz...
I didn't catch everything. I only caught part of the show.
What if you tell somebody not to remember anything that they've done?
You don't really want to do that.
Well, Mike, when I was hypnotized, this was almost 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Do you remember if the guy told me not to remember? Because I don't remember.
He didn't at first, and then I told him to tell you not to remember anything you'd done.
And did you?
I'm kidding. No, I don't remember that. It's too long ago. I don't remember what
Do you know that a hypnotist can take you back to that particular time and can ask you what happened and tell you to remember, and then you will remember it.
But if you say you're hypnotizing somebody, like Buzz was hypnotized the other day or wasn't hypnotized, and you say
he was.
You won't remember anything you've done. Will you blank it out?
You can. It depends on if they do. I guess. Well, yes, you can. I won't say that you can't, but it depends on if it's something a self-preservation, something that would hurt you. You would remember. You're not gonna let anything happen to yourself. You're not gonna hurt yourself in any way.
All right. Thank you, baby.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Very nice lady hypnotist.
You know, and as nice as she was, the fact that she's a hypnotist and the way she was talking, I kind of felt she was talking out of two sides of her mouth.
Well, she might be a clinical or a therapeutic hypnotist.
Yeah, they're all hucksters.
As opposed to a showbiz hypnotist who's going to need ringers. A clinical therapist wouldn't need that.
Buzz.
Yes.
You remember when you were naked?
No, I was. I remember that I was never naked.
Really?
During that
okay.
session.
No, but you do remember that. You do remember the part where you took your shirt off.
That didn't happen.
Really?
I have millions of witnesses. That didn't happen.
Okay. During the commercials.
Okay. All right. It was during the commercials.
Okay.
So we all rubbed you down.
Well, I'm sorry I wasn't conscious of that.
We had our way with Buzz.
Don't remember that, huh?
Not a thing.
Okay. Let's go to the new book, Harper's Index, What Counts?
Okay. Now, this is some kind of quiz?
These are quizzes.
All right.
These are like, they do tests on people. They ask people in America questions. Let me read you this.
Are they easy or turgid?
They're very turgid, Mike.
Okay.
They're very hard. Let me see. Forward by the numbers. Introduction. This is not standardized testing. It's more like asking, well, let me just read you a question.
Okay.
For goodness sakes.
Is this multiple choice?
No.
Damn.
What's the number of hours that an average American teenager spends each week in class? How many hours each week does an American kid spend in class?
16.
No.
25?
New buzz?
Yeah,
no.
25.
38.
Really?
38.
Wow.
What's the number of hours a week that a Soviet teenager spends in school?
40.
No. New buzz?
48.
52. Mm. How about a Japanese teenager?
72.
No. New buzz.
I'll say 50.
59.
Oh, I thought the Japanese were far ahead of us in that department.
Okay. Let me go to... They got all kinds of topics.
I want to get one answer
economics.
Right during all this.
Okay. Here you go, Mike.
All right.
Well, now, this is simply a...
It's rounded
it's
off.
It's a poll.
It's an average.
It's not a test.
Right.
It's a poll, so you're answering as America answers.
Well, my palms are still sweating.
Chances that an American believes... that there are people like ourselves on other planets in the universe.
Is it a percentage?
Yeah.
90%.
No. New buzz?
71%.
50%. One out of two.
Really? Yeah, what a bunch of skeptics we are.
Percentage of Americans who did not attend college who say they believe in extraterrestrials.
I'll say 50.
No, buzzing?
I'll say 65.
37.
Okay.
Percentage of Americans who did attend college.
Now, Rob, I will tell you that was a slam against people that didn't go to college because you said time machine, and you see there were less that believed that. So they were less than the average means they were more cynical, right?
Percentage of Americans who did attend college who believe in extraterrestrials.
I would say... 43%.
Nope.
Buzzing?
I'll jump back up to 76%.
47%.
Hmm.
What's the number of people who have been in orbit? United States astronauts who have been in orbit.
18.
No.
So 48.
231.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's astonishing.
That's a lot of people,
I had
man.
No idea.
Let me see.
In orbit. How many American astronauts have experienced motion sickness in space? Out of 231, how many puked in space?
I'll say 20.
No, buzzing.
I'll say a dozen.
53.
Wow. Okay.
So almost a quarter of them.
That's significant because they get tested for that before they send them up.
Let me see. Weather conditions, reaping and sowing.
How many disc jockeys have gotten motion sickness in this studio?
Rob has. When he went up at the Blockbuster Bloom.
I
think
Dan.
Oh, Dan Rice is
there. That's right.
Right. Mike, how many alligator farms are there in the United States?
37.
No, buzzy.
I'll say 25.
170.
Ooh.
Mike?
Yes. Yes, Lord Quizmaster.
How many muscles are in an elephant's trunk?
72.
No, buzzy.
237.
100,000.
Wow. I knew that. 100,000.
100,000.
Because all those squiggly things that pick the peanuts up. Time machine.
All right, hold on.
I want to get close.
Okay.
I was close with the number
all
of
right,
astronauts.
Married life.
Here we go. Now, on this, I'm an expert.
Here we go.
I've been married twice.
Average duration of an American marriage before divorce.
I'll say 6 years.
No, buzzy.
I'll say 4 years.
9 years.
Mm.
Estimated chances that American couples this year will get divorced. What are the chances that a couple that gets married this year will get divorced? Out of five, how many out of five?
Three out of five.
That's correct.
Good job.
Thank you.
Average number of years before an unfaithful British husband has his first affair.
One.
No, Buzz.
Say two. I'll say two.
Eight. Average number of years before an unfaithful British wife has her first affair.
12.
No, buzzing.
I'll say four.
9 years.
I was close.
Let me see.
I was close because I know marriages and I know the Brits. Know them like the back of my hand. Tyrants of history.
Let me see.
Okay. Percentage of American parents who say they yell at their children every day.
I have to use myself as an example here.
It's not 100%.
It isn't?
No.
Well, that shoots that. Buzz, why don't you answer?
I'll say 89%.
I'm going to say 50%.
19%.
Oh, liars.
Yeah, really.
Percentage of fourth graders who say their parents have never read to them.
I'll say 1%.
Buzz.
I'll say 80%.
43%.
My God.
It's astonishing.
Did they forget?
Probably.
Percentage?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Percentage of adults who were told the facts of life by their parents?
10%.
Buzzy.
I'll say 15%.
17%.
Damn, Buzz, you're...
Of that percent?
Yes.
Percent who were told the facts of life by their fathers?
4%.
No, Buzzy?
I'll say 15%.
2%.
Wow. That was close.
Wow. It's mainly mom doing that.
Yes, my mom did.
Percentage of American parents who say they spank their children?
3%.
Buzzy?
I'll say 7%.
83%.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Let me see. Percentage of American children who live with two parents?
60%.
Pretty close. Buzz?
I'll say 50%.
62%.
Of course. I knew that. I knew that because I'm smart.
Average... Oh, we've had this one before, but this is a new updated for 1999.
Okay,
average number of times an American opens the refrigerator each day.
Once again, using myself as an example, I'll say 500 times.
But
24.
22.
That's Ooh. Crap. That's just total crap.
Percentage of refrigerators in America that are either white or almond colored...
80%.
No, Buzzy?
90%.
99%.
99%?
99.
What do you think of that?
Am I boring you with this?
No, I'm having fun.
I don't want no one should pull a buzz on me, but
I'm having fun with this. I'm having big fun. I am. I love this stuff. Being silly.
Percentage of American men who sleep in the nude.
Once again, using myself as an example, 100%.
Buzz.
I'll say 50%.
26%.
They're all lying.
Percentage of American women who sleep in the nude.
I'll say 30%.
No, Buzz.
I'll say 40%.
Six. Six.
Hello.
Lord Quizmaster?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a favor?
Yeah.
Can you be more like a real Quizmaster when you're giving us the...
Why? What do you mean?
Just a little more sanctimonious, a little bit... You're kind of doing this in a very methodical way. I'd like you to be more like Alex Trebek.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Mike?
Yes, Alex.
The chances that an American has had a pizza delivered in the last 3 months...
I'll say 100%.
No. Buzz?
I'll say 98%.
No. 50%.
Thank you, Alex.
Back to Mike, American University.
Yes, Mac.
Average number of pounds of pasta an American eats each year. Mike, 25 pounds. No, Buzz.
20 pounds.
No, 16.
16 pounds.
Average number of pounds an Italian eats. Mike O'Mara.
1,000 pounds.
No, you silly goose. Buzz.
48 pounds.
55 pounds. That's tiring. Let me go back to doing it the other way.
Okay, very good. I enjoyed it, though, for a moment.
Okay, I'll give you one more. This will be the big one, okay?
It'll be about the big
pets.
One? It's about dogs and pets.
Chances that a cat will die is thrown from a building six stories high. What are the chances?
Six stories high?
What's the percentage?
If a cat is thrown six stories high...
How many out of 10 cats will live?
I didn't do it six stories. I'll say 50%.
No. Buzz, buzz, buzzerito.
I'll say 90%.
No. 10%, one out of 10 cats.
Okay, we're not trying hard enough.
Chances that a person
So you wouldn't have done that before.
Yes,
all right. Yeah, you would have.
Chances that a person will die after a fall from six stories.
90%.
That is also
correct.
No, like, again, 90 was the number?
Yeah.
Cool. That's the first one I've gotten right on the button.
9 out of 10.
Second.
Mike, what's the percentage of dogs in America that are overweight? Answer, please.
60%.
No. Buzz the Swapper.
80%.
No.
40. Went from Mac McGarry to John McLaughlin.
40%.
Wrong. Wrong. Buzzy, buzzy. Wasn't very buzzy.
Okay.
Buzzy, buzzy was a bear.
Let me see.
One more.
This Are there any on sex?
Yeah, but it's not a dirty book.
Bathroom habits?
Hold on. Let me go to the beginning. I'll give you some categories.
Okay.
Ay, ay, ay.
Civics? School days, higher education, voters and voting, campaign trail, Congress, White House, courts, fines, crime, punishment, the drug war, secrecy. Then there's history, geography, communications, economics, science, home ec, vacation. That's it.
Home ec.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this will be the question. I've already asked you these questions.
Oh, all right. See,
like the fourth graders whose parents don't read to them.
Right.
All right. Mike.
Yes, yes, Lord Quizmaster.
Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
What is the chance that an American commuter eats breakfast in his or her car?
60%.
No! Buzz Elston.
I'll say 70%.
No, you're both wrong. 25%. Off with your heads! Liars! Off with your heads! Liars! Now, this is a good book, like, for low-budget Jeopardy. This is where I get a lot of the crap for Jeopardy. Mike?
Yes?
Number of lambs needed to make one lambskin condom.
One.
That's right.
Thank you very much. I knew that. I used to make my own.
That's three for you now.
Very good.
Mike, average weight of a Chinese man's testicles in grams.
2 grams.
No. Bigger than that.
I'll say 10 grams.
Virginia grams.
19 grams.
Ah, yes.
Golden grams.
Average weight of a Danish man's testicles in grams.
16 grams.
No, buzzito.
I'll say 12 grams.
42 grams.
42
Holy
grams.
Big nuts. Danish. The Danish man's testicles.
Big
nuts.
That's a lot of grams.
Okay.
That'd be a nice name for a TV series. Danish
Mike.
Testicles.
Yes. According to American Men, the average length of an erect penis.
7 inches.
No. Buzz.
6.1 inches.
10 inches.
Oh.
According to American men.
The average.
These from the men who don't yell at their kids.
Mm-hmm. According to American women, the average length of an erect penis.
4 inches.
That's right, Mike.
Hey,
that's right, Mike with the Irish penis.
Yes, thank you very much.
The Irish flag.
let me see. Okay, last one. Average duration of sexual intercourse for chimpanzees. How long does it take a monkey, a chimpanzee, to have an orgasm?
12 seconds.
No, Buzz.
30 seconds.
10 seconds. I was closer.
That's right.
That means I am a monkey.
Hey.
Yep.
Get some of your thumb cups.
Okay.
I'm all through.
The book is Harper's Index. We will be seeing you right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's the question. Let's prove to us you've been listening to the whole show today. This is a tough one.
A toughie?
A real tough one. Who's the girl who works here who had her belly button pierced?
Excellent question. Superb.
Okay. She has an odd name. I've not heard anybody else name the name that she has.
Mm-hmm.
If you know the name of the girl, we talked about her.
Mm-hmm.
She came in and she showed us.
Showed me and Buzz.
Yeah. I saw it last night.
That's right.
Private show.
You got a private screening.
Private show.
Private time.
Of her pierced belly button.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Very good.
If you know, well, then you've been listening to the whole show today.
Of course.
You and the trip to Iceland. Hello, Don and Mike.
There's somebody who panicked.
Quitter.
Quitter.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I can't think of her name. Not Erica.
Well, that's good that you can't think of your name.
Well, my name is George.
No. Erica's the girl who answers the phones.
Yeah.
No, this is tough.
Yeah, thanks. So you're looking for... But he called, Don, because he's looping for the contest.
Looping for the Iceland. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Shondell.
Congratulations.
I'm amazed that somebody got it so quickly.
Bravo.
Hey, that's right. Every day.
Right, the lovely Shondell.
You're going to Iceland.
Excellent.
And what a wonderful navel it is.
It is indeed.
Jesus, that was quick. What is your name?
My name is Chris.
Chris, where are you calling from?
I'm in my car phone. I live in Gainesville, VA.
Gainesville, Virginia.
That's
Chris, you're listening on good old WJFK,
every
right?
Day.
Chris, you have won a vacation for two to Iceland.
Woo-hoo!
Your trip includes round trip air on Iceland Air. Three nights hotel accommodations, Iceland Air.
Excellent.
They bring you midweek madness packages to Iceland. Call Iceland Air Holidays at 1-800-779-2899 to discover their world.
Excellent.
Enjoy your free Menai vacation to Iceland.
Oh, yes. I will.
Yes.
Yes.
For an extra prize, do you remember her last name?
No. Warren?
What?
Warren? No.
It was Leno.
No, it's Letterman. Shondell Letterman.
He's looping for the navel ring.
Did you read this crap about Letterman? Hey, thank you. Thank you for listening to the whole show. What is the latest with Letterman?
I haven't heard anything about that.
Hold on, please. Okay. Hold on. Thank you for listening to the whole show. We'll give away another trip to Ireland tomorrow.
Is there anything that's going to solve the bet situation?
Well,
not yet.
They were supposed to announce, hey, new buzz?
Yes.
Gotcha. I mean, you're loopy for the Letterman. Just, you know, let me get out what I want to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Everybody's energized. You know?
Yeah, the new buzz.
A little day off yesterday, everybody's back and energized.
I got Buzz hypnotized. Get him back to go back being the way he was.
You used the magic claw.
Now, listen, here's the latest on Letterman. When they've had these crappy reruns with, like, Regis hosting, do you know that The Late Show with David Letterman has beaten Jay Leno? Every night this week.
Oh, my God.
Every night this week. Tuesday show with Jerry Seinfeld and Danny DeVito being interviewed by Regis was up 11% from David Letterman's Tuesday average.
It's the Philbin magic. He just, everything he touches turns to gold.
This week's Late Show with David Letterman, with celebrities talking about Dave, has scored huge ratings, beating Jay Leno's Tonight Show in New York and Los Angeles.
Well, that tells me that the powers that be will probably say, hey, listen, take a little extra time.
Oh, you hope so.
But, on the contrary, if Letterman becomes aware of this, which you know he is,
he will.
He'll be chomping at the bit to get back, so you got two things working against each other there.
Because this is embarrassing for Letterman. On one hand, it's nice.
I'll tell you, we're just looping for the Regis.
You know, on one hand, it's nice.
Wow, man.
That he's not there and he's beating Leno, but on the other hand...
Oh, yeah. Nice to see. I'll tell you, the ratings are doing great, Paul. I'm sitting in the hospital with the quintuple bypass.
Yeah, he's on vacation this week. Buzz, isn't he on vacation this week?
He is on vacation, and we were told earlier in the week that we would be told today or tomorrow whether he'll be back on Monday.
Well, I wish we knew.
Yet.
Hey, Robbie, would you please give me the number of the Letterman show?
Sure.
Give me that backstage number.
Yeah, that'll be fantastic.
Because, you know, Mike and I have 100 dreidel dollars riding on the fact that he'll be back on Monday.
It's a very significant bet.
Monday.
Okay,
Monday.
Here we go.
Letterman show. Here we go.
So are you still still confident?
Yeah.
Still confident in your final answer?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Okay.
When Letterman originally got his heart problem on January 14th.
If it's Tuesday, I win.
Yes. I predicted he'd be back on February 14th. Monday.
February.
February.
For the view. See if we get Biff Henderson.
No one's answering the phone backstage. Don't we have the control room number?
Yeah.
Pull your big book out again, please, Robbie.
That's because they all probably are on hiatus. They don't have to report for work till the middle of next week.
Mm-hmm. You hope.
I do indeed.
It would certainly break the streak.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking like somebody thinking it's the same baby. You're already putting that spin on that defeat that you're going to get on Monday.
Well, at least I don't have to give my wife anal ease on Valentine's Day.
That wasn't a bet. That was a drawing.
That was a game of chance.
Oh, God, I didn't lose that.
Yes, you did.
It wasn't my fault.
Well, you lost.
It wasn't a bet, though.
But you lost.
You're a mean man.
No, I'm not. All right, I am. Sometimes.
Oh, God. Really looking forward to that, yeah. Here's your anal ease.
All right, hold on. There's no one in the control room.
I have one in the trunk of my car, by the way.
No one you have the stuff?
Yeah, I have it now.
When did you go shopping, Buzz?
The day we took off, Wednesday. Old Buzz would have gotten that, bought that today or tomorrow.
That's right. That's right, not the new Buzz.
New Buzz got it like an hour after we did the bit.
Johnny on the phone.
Yes, hi, this is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now. We're just wondering, do you know when Dave's coming back to work?
No, I'm sorry, we have no idea.
We have $100 riding on this. We made a bet way back in January when Dave first got sick. Could you give us a clue? Do you think it'll be Monday? Monday?
No, I'm sorry, I have no idea, and I'm not at liberty to say. I could transfer you to a department that might be able to help you better than I could.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yes, please. Thank you. Monday.
Fraser and Kina's office.
Yes, hello. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now.
How are you?
We're wondering, is Dave coming back to work on Monday?
I'm sorry, I can't talk on the air.
How about if I took you off the air?
Yep, she's gone. Seem to be very uptight.
Sure do. Like, they know something's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that.
Like, they know on Monday.
I would say that, you know, it's impossible to tell, but that points towards they're getting ready to make a big announcement.
Think so? Mm-hmm.
Or they're just, you know, playing it close to the vest because he's so sick.
Oh, come on. He's on vacation somewhere.
He's on vacation, yes, in a hospital bed. He's on the island. He's on the island of ICU.
Ah, we're looking for the oxygen.
Yeah, it's all-inclusive resort. You've all the IV fluids you need.
It is time for Buzz News and Comments. Well, you know, we have a big announcement.
Yes.
Christ, screw Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a big announcement.
Huge.
A big, gigantic announcement about this show. You should be listening to this show. Well, we'll announce it before this, but Monday, February 28th.
You bet.
That'll be a day that goes down in history.
We're very excited about it as far as this show.
Finally getting on the map.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll tell you about that, but just write that down.
That's a very important date to remember.
Write that down. I wish I could tell you more, but I can't.
That's right.
But it's Monday, February 28th.
Mm-hmm.
A Buzz now. New and improved Buzz.
Yes.
What is your lead story tonight on the new and improved Hypnotic News and Comment?
Oh, you better sit down for this shocker. Tonight, the world loses the comedy genius of the Hey Vern guy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. Jim Varney?
No longer with us.
Oh, good. We'll be able to tell our story again about how we kicked him off our show.
That's right.
Time.
That's the trifecta, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Right. It's Derek Thomas, Doug Henning,
and now
and Vern.
Jim Varney, yeah.
Jesus, what? I mean, I get the Doug Henning and Hey Vern guy.
Right.
Two untalented performers, but how does Derek Thomas fit in there?
Yeah, it almost doesn't.
Yeah. Right,
he's almost an island unto himself.
Right, maybe someone should call Pat Paulson. Tell him not to go out in public.
That would be perfect.
I think he's already gone.
Pat Paulson?
Yes, I believe Pat Paulson's no longer with us.
Really?
I believe
That's
so.
That's a good dead or alive, Pat Paulson. I would bet alive.
I think he's alive.
No, he's very much alive, Buzz.
Please don't tell me he's dead.
I seem to remember doing a story.
You know who's talking right now? New and improved Buzz.
New and improved Buzz, which would indicate maybe he's right. The old Buzz wouldn't have a clue of being right about
well,
that.
Listen, everybody, either way, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments
coming up
on the
coming
Don up. And Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
Professional. This is the Don and Mike...
I guess I'm just a take-charge kind of guy. A man of vision and of scope.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and the Don and Mike Show wants to do something a little special for all their great lady listeners. This Monday, Don and Mike will give away a luxury entertainment spa for 8 people, valued at $5,600. And all you ladies have to do is show up in a bathing suit, get in our hot tub, and make out with major f***ing star Dennis Murphy for as long as you can. If you outlast the other lady, you single-handedly win the Valentine's Day grand prize.
And the best baby first!
Boog.
An 8-person luxury entertainment spa. Courtesy of Leisure Tubs. Located on Phoenix Drive in Manassas. 703-361-5260. And it's all from the guys who put the VD in Valentine's Day. The Don and Mike Show.
A real man. A man with a hearty smile, a stout back, with grit in his teeth and nails in his knuckles. A man who has never tasted quiche.
Never a Foster Cluck. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz.
All right.
We're braced. Oh, and incidentally, Pat Paulson's dead.
Yes.
We only had about a million people call during the commercial to tell us he's eating dirt now.
He will be missed.
3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Ernest now is no longer with us. Comic actor Jim Varney died today at his home in Tennessee at the age of 50.
Why, God?
The big C.
Get down a tissue.
He had lung cancer. Make that a towel. And he went into remission last year, but obviously came back. Varney appeared in thousands of TV commercials and about a dozen movies, including both of the recent Toy Story movies.
I will always break up when I hear these words.
Mm-hmm.
Direct to video.
Absolutely.
That's his legacy, Buzz.
Yes, it is.
Direct to video. Yeah. You know what his legacy really is?
What?
He's a pain in the ass. We had him on our old morning show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. At Wava, one morning he came by, and we were excited.
We were jacked up because we were big fans. I think everybody that knew his work will remember him for the commercials he did. He did a lot of syndicated commercials around the country for car dealerships,
right.
And they were funny.
They really were. This was before he even had an Ernest movie. We were just glad to have the Hey Vern guy come in.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And he was doing a kid's show at the time.
He was doing like a Pee Wee's Playhouse show.
Right, exactly.
Where he did have one funny skit where he'd be in the baby bonnet.
Oh, it was
hysterical. And it'd be a little baby body with his big head.
It was funny.
So he came in, and we were big fans.
Yes.
Ready to be very appreciative of whatever he wanted to give us.
And as we always say, when somebody comes in and they don't do the stuff that they're known for, mm-hmm. it's very frustrating. And he didn't do it. He didn't give us the Vern stuff. And we were hoping that he'd give us the Vern stuff. But instead, he was
talking like in this fake Shakespearean accent, right?
I don't know about that. You know, he's done that voice in some of his work, but in his movies.
Right.
And stuff. But it was frustrating because we really wanted him to be Vern. And then he just wasn't really interested.
Then I ended up saying, listen, if you don't want to be here, don't waste our time. Go ahead. There's the door.
And I think he said something like, well, I don't. And that was that.
And he left.
And it was, you know, one of the worst guests we ever had.
He walked out.
We would have loved it to go the other way, but
sure.
It didn't.
And that's why he died of cancer today.
Oh, no.
It is not. Because he walked out on our show.
And
let that be a lesson to all your performers out there.
Oh, my God.
That's right. The big C.
Okay. We think the problem is the jack screw. That's the part of the MD-80 aircraft that seems to be jamming up the stabilizers.
He was also Jed in the ill-fated Beverly Hills.
Ah, that's right.
True. Remember that awful movie they made about the Beverly Hillbillies with the guy from the Drew Carey Show who played Jethro?
Right, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Aircraft inspectors around the country are looking at the jack screws today on the MD-80s. Delta says it's found no problem so far. Alaska Air says it's doing the inspections now and has already grounded two airplanes with problems. American Airlines says it has so many MD-80s to inspect, it could take a week to do so and cause some flight delays in the meantime.
What cracks me up about that is that when you hear a plane has been grounded because of that, mm-hmm. and you hear American Airlines say it's going to take a week or two, but meanwhile,
keep them flying.
They're still up there, man.
And what harm could... Hey, it would have sounded like if Alan Thicke grounded those planes.
Hey, listen to me. MD-80, you're grounded. You stay here until you learn how to behave right, Mike.
Did you say Jack Screw?
Jack Screw.
As it turns out, Buzz,
yes?
That used to be my disc jockey name.
I'm not surprised.
Hey, Jack Screw with you. Good afternoon. I got a wacky, wacky story about a lady up in Maine who gave birth to like 1,000 brown shrimps right out of her pooter. Coming up, I'm Jack Screw.
A very controversial Jack Screw program.
Yeah, Shock Jock was playing records.
Jack Screw.
Jack Screw getting together for a Thursday. How you doing? I'm Jack Screw.
What time does the phone segment Screw You come on?
And what harm could it do to sneak a smoke in the airplane's bathroom? 41-year-old Charles Everman found that out the hard way yesterday.
That's like, you know, to me, if you're talking about a smoke detector,
right.
You go to an airplane and the smoke detector is 4 inches away from your face.
Right, but you know, people take wet paper towels and put them over the smoke detector.
Gee, Buzz, how would you know that?
That's what they're talking about when they say it's, you know, illegal to monkey with the smoke detector.
How would you know that, Buzz?
Well, I just figured it out. I noodled it through. I said, hey, you could put wet paper towels over that puppy and probably be okay.
See, new Buzz.
Yeah.
The old Buzz would never have mentioned that he knew that.
No, new Buzz is evil. Right.
Well, the good news is the Continental jet he had left Houston on landed safely in El Paso, Texas. The bad news is he somehow managed to start a small fire in the bathroom. The crew managed to put it out, but not until after the smoke alarms went off and smoke drifted into the cabin. Chuck's now facing federal charges of interfering with an aircraft and its crew and damaging an aircraft.
Honey, weren't you just in that bathroom?
It's just a little fire. It's a little smoke. Don't, it's nothing. All the humanity, all the humanity. Okay.
Everybody have my smoke. Had to have my cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mr. Wendell Hall.
Michael Jordan is supporting Bill Bradley for president. Jordan's taped a TV commercial
of
that effect.
Of course, the basketball players.
That commercial starts airing tomorrow in some of the states voting in the March 7th national primary. It's Jordan's first venture into politics. He joins fellow former NBA great Bill Russell in backing Bradley, but Michael Jordan's mom said back in November she's supporting Al Gore.
I would tell you the only thing after that Conan O'Brien show, there's a few weeks ago when he did this bit about Bill Bradley, you know, he's had trouble with his ticker.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do that thing where the screen pops up, you know, and you get Bill Bradley's head. And he said,
with like the clutch cargo mouth.
You know, the clutch cargo. I said, don't worry about my heart. I got an extra one in my neck. He showed it beating in his neck. It was funny.
And never mind the stories about George W. Bush and cocaine. Bless you. Next week, Star Tabloid says Senator John McCain was secretly quizzed by police in Arizona last month during a murder investigation.
Don, baby, how's it going?
The article says McCain was questioned about an alleged improper relationship with former movie star Connie Stevens.
Oh, no.
The murder victim was a businessman.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yes, oh, really?
The murder victim was a businessman who had allegedly claimed he could prove McCain had an affair with Stevens.
Hey, Chihuahua.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes? You are looking at the Bush campaign right now, starting to get real nervous.
Fighting back, that's right.
This is coming out of that campaign because they are freaking out.
George W., it's Dad. Sit down, I got a bombshell for you.
Here you go, here's what you throw at him.
McCain is banging Connie Stevens.
I put my investigators on it. You know, I won the presidency. You throw that out now, don't wait before South Carolina.
George, it's Mom.
Howdy, Mama.
Tell him McCain was doing Connie Stevens. Tell him you're doing Connie Stevens in a bad way, son. Do it for me. Your mama.
All right, Mama.
The star will run.
Mama loves you, George.
Oh, thank you, Mama. And may I say, you are looking so pretty today.
Thank you, George.
Your neck never looked thicker.
The star will run what it says is a transcript of McCain's interview with the police. In that interview, McCain reportedly says his relationship to Connie Stevens is purely platonic and that the name of the businessman man mentioned doesn't ring any bells.
Son, he screwed Connie like a Methodist. He screwed her royally. You listen to me, Barbara Bush.
Listen to your mother. She knows what she's talking about.
And incidentally, have you heard the new Buzz, son?
He's incredible. I tell you, he's a different person.
You're
way
hypnotized.
To go, Buzz. Fantastic.
He's hypnotized, sonny.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to throw up again.
Buzz, time out.
All right.
Time out. More news, more comic coming
right now. This